Do, 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 Taylor Watch.
Welcome back to another episode of Taylor Watch. Happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday to ya. Happy Thursday to ya.
I love doing that.
I know, me too.
My favorite song. But it's my number one song ahead of all the Taylor Swift songs that we love. What's going on? How is everybody? How are we feeling on this lovely Thursday? I know that at the moment it's a little chilly in New York City, and we're not loving that. The temperatures keep changing. My nose has been running nonstop. If you look at me right now, there's probably boogers in my nose. It will not stop running.
No, I know. If I pick my nose on this show, like, don't call me out. Like, it's really hard. And I literally brought this up last show about how the weather's been changing so much, and my sinuses cannot handle it. So please, give a girl a break.
Pray for us also, by the way. Pray for us. Like, how about you have a little empathy, a little compassion, a little something. I know. You know who's always there for us, no matter what, Gia?
I think I do.
It's our number one bestie, Pink Whitney.
Of course.
Our pink lemonade flavored vodka has never steered us wrong. It's always been there for us through thick and thin, through allergies, full health, winter, summer, spring, fall, whatever time it is, Pink Whitney, pink lemonade flavored vodka is here for us. Our number one bestie on the pod. We love you so much.
Yep, we love Pink Whitney. We love the big sizes, the 20 shot buckets, this medium size. They have every single size possible for your at-home bar, for going to a pregame, whatever it is. Pink Whitney has you covered, and also it's just so delicious, pink lemonade flavor. So anything that you mix it with, seltzer, iced tea, Red Bull, whatever it is.
I saw a lady, I took a trip into the comments, and I saw just a small trip, and I saw something nice, so it was a successful visit.
Oh, great.
And that nice thing was some lady was like, I went out, got myself some Pink Whitney, I'm a vodka tonic girl, and I mixed it with my tonic, put a little lime in there. Perfection.
Oh, it's probably,
I said, ooh, I didn't even think about that.
That sounds delicious.
So she was having a lovely day. A little
tonic, shout out to
lime.
Her because that's going to be my next inspiration for my next drink with Pink Whitney.
Hell yeah.
So take your shot with Pink Whitney.
Woo. Love, love, love. But yes, we aren't lying. It's the weather is topsy-turvy. Mm. It's currently so windy outside. I just looked at my thing. It says it's like 50 degrees, but the wind's making it feel like 37. That's how windy it is outside.
Thankful to be you in. Would think we live in the windy city.
You'd think.
You would think.
Some would think.
Yeah.
Although whenever we do go to the windy city, then we're like, what?
No, that's shit
real
is
wind.
Crazy.
Yeah.
When I was
it's
there.
Too much wind. I hate the wind in Chicago. I really do.
I forget. I was there in March. And it stopped me in my tracks.
Yeah, you cannot breathe.
And like, I'm like 5'10", you know, like I'm a bigger girl, like to stop me in my tracks.
Yeah, you're not.
That's
not
a big gust.
You're not Sabrina Carpenter getting blown off the map. It's nuts, but thankfully, hopefully we'll get through it. And, spring is just, it's coming
inching.
In. It's in like a lamb this time instead of, you know, out like a lamb. I feel like they say that, like in like a lion, out like a lamb or something like that. Yeah. I think that's the expression. Yeah. But it's reverse now.
Speaking of
lion and the lamb space.
Wait, isn't that the thing that they say in Twilight?
Is it?
I think so.
Maybe.
It's like, so the lion, and it's like, I'm pretty sure, like, it's like.
I don't remember. Like in a book? In the book?
Yeah.
I haven't read the books, like, since they came out. That is a series I need to reread. But the
okay. In Stephanie Meyer's Twilight, the quote, and so the lion fell in love with the lamb. I knew that was. That's so
there
funny.
There it is. Yeah, it's in like a lion, out like a lamb is the expression. Because it's like, it means you came in loud and fast, but then you left quietly and no one really noticed. But now it's happening the other way around. Spring. Good job you brought up Twilight because, we have a surprise. We were, you know, surfing the web and saw some people doing hypotheticals concerning Taylor and shows and all these things.
I saw, I was just scrolling through the headlines and I saw, I think it was like Parade magazine. They were like, would Taylor Swift pick Damon or Stefan? Like, cast and
from
crew, like, dives in, whatever. Yeah, from Vampire Diaries.
Hilarious.
And I was like, that's kind of a genius question.
Yeah. Like, what kind of guy? It's same, honestly, same can be said. Like, would Taylor pick bigger Aiden? You know what I mean? Like, things like these timeless questions. So it got our wheels turning. And I feel like those, we should save those for like a different day for a broader discussion. Because I want to think of a whole list of things that she
like
can think, choose
two,
between.
Two love triangles.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm very interested in that. But in the middle of this conversation, we decided that we were going to pair Taylor Swift songs with all the main characters from Twilight.
Yes.
So we have that. We've already done. We'll talk about that. We, of course, have our voicemails and questions and messages, et cetera, et cetera, coming throughout the show. So we're all excited. And I can't wait to get into it. But first things first.
Yes. Gail.
Wildly disappointed, Gia. I've never been more disappointed in my life. Yesterday, we recorded this podcast, and I am eating crow. I feel embarrassed to have had so much faith in Gail King to think that she would be self-aware enough to understand that this Blue Origin spaceflight, packaged as a feminist like mile marker in life, wasn't actually a farce, and she did the exact opposite that we all hoped she would. She is clearly cashing a check.
She's double downing.
She's in. We lost her. We lost Gail. Yeah. The same way that we lost Oprah, by the way. People forget Oprah's a billionaire. She's hanging out with Jeff Bezos. Mm. She's hanging out with Zuckerberg.
Crying, watching Gail get sent up.
She's front and center. She's over there like, yeah, I hope my best friend doesn't die on this vanity space trip, but I also, you know, want to make sure it all goes well because I got stock in Blue Origin.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
right.
That's the kind of shit that Oprah's on right now. And we've lost Gail. Gail responded to the criticisms. The only person that spoke out about it, though, I will give her respect for that because I don't think any of the other girls.
No, I don't think they all said. I don't think they said anything.
Yeah,
I think like Lauren Sanchez said like something.
Well,
like,
Lauren Sanchez, she doesn't live in the real world. You know what I mean?
Literally,
like, she's Jeff Bezos' girlfriend, and she can do whatever the fuck she wants at all times. You know what I mean? Like, she doesn't have to care about the internet or people. But Gail, I'm so disappointed in her. She was like, have you been to space? She's like, go to space and then come back and tell me that what these people are doing isn't important. And it's like, no one said.
Well, Gail,
we can't.
Yeah.
No one said that space research wasn't important.
No, totally.
Obviously, we're all trying to do space research. And again, space tourism.
Like NASA is important.
NASA's important.
Is Blue Origin? I don't think
probably
so.
Probably not. Yeah. Space tourism, I understand, is like a billionaire pipe dream. One day you want space travel to be like you're going to Disney World.
Yeah.
Like, you know, all this bullshit, whatever. And that's also fine. If rich people want to go to space, go to fucking space. I don't care. Spend all your money. Whatever.
Yeah.
The thing is, and I think that I'm just so surprised that Gail has missed this entirely, is that to stand in front of a microphone and tell us that trip was inspirational to women and young girls is just a spin of a century.
It's just,
you know,
like,
what I mean?
What are we inspiring? Using our money to...
I thought it was patronizing. Like, like at the end of the day, after we talked about it, I, like, thought more about it. And I was thinking more about it all night. Like, she went on to be like, oh, these girls, I've gotten messages. People told me. It's like, yeah, Gail, I got messages too. Like, what do you mean? Like, oh, you got messages? You checked your phone between now and when you're up in space?
That's
like, what
really
do you mean?
Pissed me off about the whole thing. You know, it's one thing to go... And I feel like I kept saying this. Like, it's one thing to go into space, whatever, talk about it. No one gives a fuck in the first place.
Yeah.
But to pose it as this feminist movement, this huge glass ceiling moment that we're breaking through for women, like, it's not even close. I think somebody commented that there was, like, one girl going up there to, like, test
Amanda
out.
Amanda Nugent.
Like, yeah.
Amanda also went. But she went for... Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, you're fine.
She went... She had a legit reason, too.
Yes.
Like, there were, like, two people up there with legit reasons.
Yes.
And these women...
And if
two women
those
were,
two women were sent up there, I would get that. But, like, the whole hubbub, the whole... Like, we're inspiring these women.
Mm-hmm.
Gail, please tell me what you're inspiring me to do. Waste my money?
Exactly.
Like, brag in people's faces when people are...
Have y'all been to space? Like, have y'all been? That's literally what she said.
No, Gail, we haven't been to space.
You can't speak on it unless you've been there. And it's like, girl, what? Okay, y'all, I'll go hop in my fucking rocket ship, Gail. Like, what? What a tone-deaf thing to say.
Very
fucking
out of
crazy.
Touch.
So I thought more about it, right? And did you ever watch that movie, that Scarlett Johansson, Channing Tatum, like, space
no,
movie?
No, I know what you're talking about,
It was
though.
Actually really cute and worth the watch, I think. But I forget what it's like, Fly Me to the Moon or something.
Yeah.
And the whole point of that movie is Scarlett Johansson is essentially a PR person coming in to change the vibe of NASA. NASA was like, nerds, science, nobody cares, whatever. But they needed people to start caring about space and about landing on the moon and all this shit. And so she came in to, like, give them a PR makeover and, you know, all this shit, whatever. And it ended up being, like, the moon landing, blah, blah, blah. That's what the movie is about. But it made me think about this present situation. Now, if the group of women that went up there were all, like, astrophysicists, astronauts, scientists, like, people who are actually doing work in space, and they had done the press tours that these famous women did, I think everyone would be just as excited as they were for Lance Armstrong, or I'm sorry, Neil Armstrong, Neil Armstrong, and then the other guy. You know what I'm saying?
Buzz, like those, Buzz Aldrin.
Buzz Aldrin. Yeah. And yeah, sorry, my space knowledge is limited.
Sorry to that man.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, if we had been presented
completely
with
space
celebrities,
that's inspirational.
I would have been like, yeah,
Women in physics and women like STEM. Astronauts. Like, I don't even think there's one woman astronaut right now. Like, I think there's like 20 astronauts in the U.S., and I'm pretty sure there's like not one. Maybe that one woman who got stuck up there. That might be the one woman astronaut.
There were two ladies, but
it's but like, that's the thing. Like, it's not opening any doors for any women or any you know, scientists or anything like that. It's literally just this braggadocious event for Katy Perry to show off her set list in space.
It's just embarrassing.
And be like, I love love. I feel the love.
Ugh,
like, actually go fuck off.
It's very annoying.
It's very Hunger Games to me. Like,
it totally is. Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't want it to be misconstrued that, like, you know, everyone thinks space travel is bad. It's this specific frivolous event and the way that it was packaged, which is stupid. But again, like, I would love, you know, why are we trying to fit celebrities into these boxes when there are existing people who could be celebrities in their own field? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, again, I would love a space celebrity. I would love a Neil Armstrong, a Buzz Aldrin, whoever the fuck. You know, I would love a scientist to go into space and become like, there's got to be a hot scientist with glasses somewhere. We can make everybody hot these days.
Yeah,
right.
You
know what I'm saying? Like, someone will capture our attention. People love talking about space. Like, it's not a hard sell, especially now. Like, you know, if Elon Musk shuts the fuck up for 5 minutes about Mars, like, maybe it's beaten over the head a little bit. But I would be very interested in like a backstory and I worked my way through school and I'm passionate about this and I want home videos of like a scientist playing with rockets as a kid and now they're going to space. Like, there are so many things that could have been done that could have given shine on things that actually matter. And instead, they turned it into a publicity stunt in the worst way they could possibly do it. And I am just so disappointed in Gail for not being self-aware about that.
Gail.
I can't believe it.
Yeah.
And she's going to, now, you know, she's half retired anyway. So she'll go back to her house that she shares with Oprah and, you know, history,
she got her best munch back. At least Oprah got her best munch back.
At least.
Her number one munch.
At least. History would say they were friends.
Yeah. But and like, they were roommates.
And they were roommates. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And they were roommates or best friends, whatever the fuck. But regardless, I'm so disappointed. But I am happy to see that pretty much everyone else is on the same page about this.
Yeah.
And that gives me hope. Yeah. You know what I mean? A little bit, at least.
It's just really silly. They just all look
so
very
silly. The sexy spacesuits, like, I can't get over this. Like, listen, if I'm going to space, I would love to wear a sexy
space
suit.
Almost
that
like,
is true. But
and
I'm not a scientist. I'm going to space to fuck around.
Yeah.
Like,
I don't know if this makes sense, but it's kind of like, and don't get me wrong, because I love a bimbo. I love a himbo. But like, it's kind of like the bimboification of going to space.
No, 100%
like,
it
let's
is,
be,
Gia.
Let's
course.
Be cute and go up to
they
space
all got blowouts.
And like, hold a flower.
They all got blowout. They said, all right, I'm going to get my nails done, and then I'm going to get my blowout, and then I'm going to put on my skin-tight spacesuit and get to space. Oh, where's my flower? Ooh, where's my butterfly-shaped set list?
Yeah.
Ooh, did I get my hair and makeup or my makeup professionally done for
so
this?
So performative.
Like, also, which, by the way, like, I'm not saying that if I were a celebrity invited to go to space that I wouldn't do all of these things. Like, I want a blowout and a sexy space outfit, but I'm not going to tell you it's for feminism.
Right.
I'm going to tell you it's because I wanted to go
because
to space.
Because I want
to
do it. Yeah, that's the thing. Like, if they just, like, we want to go to space and we have the money to do it, so fuck you, we're going to space, I'd be like, okay, honestly, I respect that.
Same.
But
I'd be like, oh shit, okay, let's see how it goes.
The trying to skew the story into this feat for women is just so laughable. It really is
what a disaster. Absolute disaster. And can I just say, I am so glad our girl didn't even come close to
never
thinking about going to space.
Years do I think she would do that?
No. Just on optics alone, like, you know what I mean? Like, she's got enough money, she could go.
Oh,
certainly.
She could probably build her own fucking spaceship.
Absolutely. I did think about this though. What if she did go? Like, what if Taylor Swift was on there instead of Katy Perry? How would we be talking about this? I think I'd still be like,
I think I would. I would hope I would still have the same mindset of just
same,
just being like, I just don't understand the feat again, like, or the
point.
The point.
Yeah.
If you know, Taylor was doing it in the way of being like, yeah, I'm going to space and I have the money, like, I just want to see what it's like.
Yeah.
She's probably gonna write some sick songs.
Totally. I would love
but
that.
But if she was like trying to preach this like feminist movement, I would be like, girl, like, what are we doing here? I would hope I would be able to pull out the bullshit. I don't know.
I think I'd also be like, whose check are you cashing? Like, I think I would say that pretty quickly about it. And then I'd probably care less because, like, I'd be like, well, she's cashing a check. What are you going to do?
Right.
But if she were lying like Gail, I'd be pissed. But I also somehow think, like, if Taylor were going to space, she would almost be like, she would go out of her way to make sure that, like, female astronauts were somehow,
yeah,
you know,
like,
I mean?
She, like, would do it right.
I feel like she'd do it right, but I feel like, you know what I mean, like, I feel like she'd be like, I'm not doing this unless there's another female astronaut up there,
yeah,
and
yeah,
if,
yeah,
you know, this and we're going to the space station and, like, we're getting, yeah, footage, and, like, I don't know, I keep saying the space station as if it's, like, around the corner. I think it takes, like, months to get there. Like, I don't,
we're going
think
to the space station,
you know what I mean, like, I think you go, I think you get on and it's like in 9 months you arrive, like,
right,
vibe. But who knows. I know nothing.
But that's the thing. Like, if they did,
I would love,
like,
to know. Why didn't,
exactly,
we, why didn't they tell,
like,
us
if
that?
They went up there, went to a space station. Like, we could talk about this in circles forever. But
I,
like,
know, I know.
There was literally no point.
I know.
And, like, that's just why.
And
so
I would
stop
love to know.
Pushing it in our faces.
It's ridiculous. Ridiculous. But yeah, so I think we'd be able to spot the bullshit if Taylor were involved. Slash, I don't even think there would be any bullshit because I think she would make sure that there, mm-hmm, was not any bullshit. Another scenario where there was no bullshit to be had. Taylor's collaboration with Bon Iver.
Bon Iver speaks.
Rare that we hear him doing interviews or anything. He's a very private guy, Justin Vernon.
He just dropped a new album. Have, mm-hmm, you been listening to
No,
it?
No, I haven't. Mm-hmm. I haven't. I need to give it the proper
it's
time.
Really, really good.
Is it, like his usual vibe?
It's, yeah, definitely his usual
vibe. Love.
But he was talking about Taylor and, you know, make the thing is, it was funny because he was talking about, like, folklore mostly,
yeah, yeah, some Exile specifically,
yeah, and all the comments were like, what about Evermore?
Like, right,
you were
course.
Also on Evermore,
did you know? Yeah, yeah.
But he said,
what if Paltrow style, I wasn't it, I couldn't, that's not possible, I couldn't have been, yeah, in Spider-Man.
She's like, I was in six Marvel movies, like, yeah, when did I have the time?
That can't be possible.
Yeah. But it said the plan was for Aaron Dessner to play DJ and queue up demos of songs from his Big Red Machine side project, a long running collaboration with Vernon, before the Bon Iver Arena sets. The tour was quickly canceled due to COVID-19. So, like a lot of musicians at the time, Dessner went on Instagram Live to play some unreleased music for fans. And who happened to hear what he was laying down but Taylor Swift? Bon Iver said, his real name's Justin Vernon.
Justin Vernon. Yeah.
All the glory goes to Taylor for hearing as a songwriter what music she wants to make. But those songs are Big Red Machine demos at their core, and her genius was working with the genius of Aaron Dessner on making the strongest set of lyrics and songwriting that she's ever had, really. Which is so true. I mean, folklore is just like,
well, it's,
we always,
you know,
said, like, before TTPD, like,
yeah, it's magnum opus, and now it has competition, but before it blew everybody else out of the water, lyrically at least.
Yeah.
You know, and I would say the sound, it's hard to compare the sound of Folklore to her earlier albums because they're just such different vibes. And if you like that kind of music, you like Folklore better.
Yeah.
But if you like an album like Lover, that kind of music more, you like that album more. But lyrically, I think everyone can agree.
It's
Folklore
just unbelievable.
And Beyond
yeah.
is far and away.
And he said, the love and community that Aaron had shown me over these years, Taylor was just stepping into it and flawlessly taking it. Mm-hmm. Vernon said, adding that Dessner rang him up during the process and said that there was a Swift track wanted him to sing on. I was like, Taylor? Vernon said he asked as Dessner explained that Swift was writing to some of the Big Machine songs she's heard. I was like, awesome. I'm not doing anything today. They sent it and I was ended up adding a couple little bits. I just sang it on an SM7 in my little makeshift studio and it felt level to everything else. It's an exceptional song and an exceptionally popular song for a good reason, mm-hmm. but it felt just so natural and I'm so thankful that opportunity just to have worked with such an amazing artist.
It's amazing.
And like
love
even
it. We love Tay Praise.
Totally. And I think that Taylor's song Renegade with Big Red Machine is like
yeah.
one of her best songs, one of
it's
like
so
the
underrated.
Best songs.
Even I feel like I don't appreciate it enough. Like,
I know
when it comes on, I can sing it, but like right now, top of my head, I can't think of how it starts. You know, it's like one of those where I do not pay attention to it enough.
I saw through your windows on your darkest night. The shape mm-hmm. of you mm-hmm. was jagged and weak. There was nothing to say, but I stayed anyway. And if mm-hmm. I would have known mm-hmm. how many pieces you had crumbled into,
yes, girl.
I might have let them lay.
Yay.
Are you really going to talk about timing in times like this? Let all your damage re- It's so good. Let all your future history. It's time we come a long way. Open the blinds, let me see your face. You wouldn't be the first
you
renegade
love this song.
To meet somebody.
Yes, bitch.
It's so good.
It really is. Well, that's my awakening that I must pay more attention to Renegade.
It's really good.
It gets lost in the sauce because it's
yes,
not
because
technically,
it's not
a
technically
Taylor
her song. Yeah.
Song, and it's also not on her like list on Spotify. Like you have to go into like collaborations mm-hmm. to find it. You know, it's not
yeah.
just like on her discography list. So it's can easily be lost, but it's one of the best.
One,
for sure.
One of the best. And yeah, Bon Iver is just
love
one
him
of
so
the
much.
Most talent. I saw him live.
Did you?
On Martha's Vineyard. He.
Oh yeah, when you went to that
was
thing.
A part of that music
yeah,
festival.
Yeah. No,
oh?
Was there too.
No, it was.
No, it was your friend.
Mountjoy.
Yeah. That's it. Yeah, the one you
Mountjoy, like camp. It was so awesome. But Bon Iver was one of the headliners. Oh my
so
God.
Sick.
And it was in the rain.
Wait, didn't that, wasn't that like a little clown for you where you're like, oh. Taylor might come out?
Oh no, I was fully convinced that she was going to come out and sing Exile.
Right.
And I was like, well, like she has off for like a week. Like
right,
she
right,
could
right.
fly in, like who knows, small little festival.
I forgot
like,
about that. Yeah.
You
yeah.
know, she's
I kind of, you got me clowned too. I was like, you know what? Maybe you sold me fully.
Yeah. But it was truly like one of the most like life-changing live sets I've ever seen in my yeah. life. It was amazing. He does it all live. Like it's really crazy. He's super, super talented. And his sound is like
he
no
really
one else.
Is. Yeah. And that is like the thing about him is like he's a shy person. He's
yeah.
not very like, you know, it's a good performance because of the talent. It's same
yeah.
as like not the same as, but similar vibe. Talent wise is like Hozier. I feel like his concert was all about the talent. Like I didn't care what was going on the stage. I cared about how it
how it sounded. Yeah.
And I feel like that's a Bon
that's
Iver
exactly
show,
yeah.
you know,
and like he like told the story once about how I forget which album it was for, but he like literally he couldn't think of lyrics. Like he was having such bad writer's block.
Mm-hmm.
So he like went into a cabin in like Wisconsin for like however
Obsessed.
Many months
Obsessed.
And just thought of like beats and production and then just like kind of added like whatever lyrics because he was like I want to focus more on like what it sounds like
sound.
And
yeah.
I was like I appreciate that.
It's awesome.
Such a he's like such a unique character.
Very much
yeah.
so. And just a cool process and just a fun artist to be a fan of.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
love him.
We're very
love
lucky to have him in the Tay universe for sure.
In the Tay universe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Love it. Gia, after we're done with this, I need to go home. I need to do some laundry. I need to get my life together. I've been kind of, you know, I've been doing other things. I've been feeling creative in the house. And
Ooh.
That's good. We love that. We welcome that. But when one thing goes up, everything else goes down.
Right.
And the number one thing on my list right now is to go ahead and throw my Boll & Branch sheets in the washer to make them soft and clean to have a lovely night's sleep
tonight.
I
was
going to
say,
I can't
that
wait.
Is going to elevate your sleep to
yes,
the
it
next
is.
Level because
Girl,
we all know.
You know I love to elevate my sleep.
Oh,
you
we
know
all
that.
Know that Kelly loves to elevate her sleep, and so do I. And we do that through Boll & Branch because they have the best sheets, the best-selling Percale sheets, and you'll never sleep hot again because they're made with special cooling weave in the finest 100% organic cotton. They feel crisp to the touch, breathable to sleep in, and offer cool comfort that lasts all night. You can feel the difference of the cool comfort with Boll & Branch's 30-night guarantee.
Love
we
that.
Love Boll & Branch. We talk about it all the time. The blankets,
I
the
saw
robes.
Girl, I saw girl robes forever. It's and the blankets so much. Mm. I saw somebody tagged us on
I
Taylor
did
Watch
see that.
Opening up their new Boll & Branch sheets, and I saw a print that I had never seen before.
Oh,
did you see that?
No.
That had like a... It was like a floral print or something.
Ooh.
So you got to get on the website and see what they've got to offer.
They
because
have,
they have more stuff than even we know.
Yes.
You know?
They truly have every color, every pattern, like everything to fit your vibe they mm-hmm. have. And also the colors are very luxurious. They're
yes.
shiny. They're sleek. It's very gorgeous.
Mine, juniper. That's my flavor of the week for
mine
my
is
Boll & Branch.
Mist.
Mist.
It's quite lovely.
I have the
it's
mist
like
as
a,
well.
It's like a lightish bluish gray.
Mm-hmm.
It's so beautiful.
It's really stunning.
So you can feel the difference an extraordinary night's sleep can make with Boll & Branch. Get 15% off plus free shipping on your first set of sheets at BollAndBranch.com with promo code TaylorWatch. That's Boll & Branch, BollAndBranch.com, promo code TaylorWatch to save 15%. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Someone else. Oh, well, Gia. Someone who is not in the Taylor universe, but is certainly trying to creep in on our pop girlies. And I have to give the mic to you first. What are we going to do about the Morgan Wallen, Tate McRae collab? What are we going to do?
Why, Tate? Tate, why are you doing this this to me.
Why is she doing this at all? She doesn't need this.
She doesn't. Tate, you do not need this. Get away from him. Morgan,
get
away from her.
Get away from her.
Get away from her. Get a job. Oh, my God. When I saw this, my heart sank to my stomach. I almost vomited.
We said it on the show. We were going through the list because Morgan Wallen had teased some, like, y'all never guess, like, big pop star. What did he basically said, like, I'm partnering with a pop star and none of you have guessed it yet. And we had a short, very short conversation where we basically listed, like, Taylor, Sabrina, Tate McRae, Gracie. And we were like, no, none of these people would say yes. I was shocked. So they are collaborating on a song. We don't know what it is. Or do we know when it's
coming
out?
It's on his new album, I think.
On his new album. Do you know when it's coming out?
No. I like literally only saw like I saw the picture of like the jersey and the Tennessee colors that he always wears. And then like I think
that
she
there's like it's like a custom jersey. Do you see that?
Yeah. And I think that she like I don't know if there's like a Tate McRae Discord or something, but like some it looked like she confirmed that it was happening.
No, I think so. No, yeah. I thought that she posted the jersey that it was like his custom jersey. Like it had the MW and it was like.
Yeah. So like.
What was that?
I don't know what this is. I'll throw this in
thing.
But it's just like a screenshot. It looks
threads
like.
Maybe? Is it Threads?
It might be Threads. It might be like Instagram chat. You're like, you know how you can do like.
Like a group
like
chat?
A group on Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
Like famous people do
that
now.
Like
that now. But she said, like, at everyone, like, my collab with Morgan. What does it say? Read it.
It says, at everyone. I know you've seen the rumors, and it's true, by the way. I am collaborating with Morgan Wallen. We are in the studio right now. The song will probably be out midsummer with, like, a heart, like a shiny heart.
No!
Damn. But if you're Tate McRae at this point, like, I just feel... Are we really just gonna let Morgan Wallen get away with this?
Like,
are we gonna let him get away with this?
He
sucks.
He sucks.
As a person, he sucks.
And like, that it makes me really disappointed in Tate. Like, girl, you did not need that. Like, you didn't need to go down that path. Like, I'm sure you already have so many fucking Republican fans. Like, you didn't need to really
put like American flag on her titties. Like,
I know.
That's the best way.
I know.
But you got him. You know.
Like, you got
Maybe
them.
Maybe that's
like,
her though. Maybe
I feel like
her.
She has been such a down the line like person and like a pop, like truly just a pop star. Like, I'm just here for the pop.
Exactly.
And now getting Morgan Wallen involved, I'm like, okay. So now we're going down that road.
Right.
Which is not a road that I want to go down. And I feel like I have put in so much time and effort into really loving Tate McRae.
Yes, you have.
And you know, I didn't like her in the beginning. I came around. I really love this album. And for her to backstab me like this, it's just disgusting.
It does feel... I was so shocked and thought of you immediately because I was like, Gia's literally singing Sports Car under her breath. Like, how dare she team up with Morgan Wallen? And here's the thing.
I'm one of the number one Morgan Wallen ops. Like, I
for
fucking
sure,
hate that dude.
I hate his guts,
So, like, yeah, I don't know how to feel. It's like if Taylor did a collab with Morgan Wallen.
Yeah,
like,
with Morgan Wallen.
I don't, like...
Same thing.
I would be disturbed. And I am disturbed. Like, obviously, I'm not even close to a Tate fan as I am with Taylor, obviously. But, like,
of course.
I've really grown to like Tate so much. So, I'm just confused on who said this was a good idea. Maybe it was her. Maybe she loves Morgan Wallen. She wants to do it.
Maybe she
loves
him. And
that makes me sad.
Here's the thing, is I think... Like I said, like, he's getting away with this. People... don't care. Like, they like his music too much.
Yeah.
Like, he's like getting the pass for being a shitty human being.
Yeah.
Because his music is good. And I've heard all the hits, the Morgan Wallen hits. He's got one song that gets stuck as fuck in my head. The one about
last night we let the liquor talk.
Like, that gets stuck in my head like a motherfucker. Okay. And I can't lie to the public and lie to the world and say that I haven't maybe thrown it on a couple times.
I've never played it on my own phone.
I have requested it once.
Oh.
And I said, no one say that I requested this. I'm not trying to get canceled. But I'm coming clean.
Fine. I'll give you that one
The one.
Pass.
And that's what I'm saying is just because I could tolerate the one song, I also still like the remix to Ignition. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And that man is garbage.
The worst of the worst.
So that doesn't speak necessarily to the artist at hand. However... the Tate McRae collab is, that song's gonna bang.
It's probably gonna be a really catchy fucking song.
Yeah, it's gonna
piss
me off.
Yeah, it's probably gonna go number one. Like, it's probably gonna break records.
Definitely. Like, I just
and I'm happy for Tate, but like, fuck you.
I wish he had like just a little bit more humility to him, a little bit more like, I don't know. He's just such a piece of shit, and he's never done anything racist. He's never done anything to contradict it, right? Like, he's never like apologized for, you know, any of his behavior, really. He apologized for throwing that chair off the fucking bar, third floor, fifth floor, whatever the fuck that was, in like a, sorry, Og, I'm drinking too much, I gotta go to rehab. It's like, that wasn't a real, like,
you could have killed someone.
Like, let's not forget that. You could have killed somebody. Fucking Caleb sticking up for him. I'll never forgive Caleb for that.
That was crazy. Caleb, literally, like, I might as well get on your knees at that point. Because like, that was crazy.
You're
was
a fucking loser.
No,
I
trust him and I know him. Like,
no.
I was like, okay.
Dude, he's cool. I swear.
You just don't get him like I do.
He threw a fucking chair off a bar. Yeah, like 12 hours ago.
That's
like,
not cool.
You don't need to have his back right
yeah,
now.
Yeah,
like,
I agree with that.
Publicly.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
text
yeah.
him. Text him on the side if he's your fucking best friend like this. Unbelievable. So embarrassing. Whatever. So who knows what will come of it. I am so curious of, like, I didn't dive too deep because I can never tell. Twitter, I feel like, with Morgan Wallen, they love him. Mm. So I didn't look too far.
Oh, I'm totally on, like,
to see.
I think my Twitter's so skewed now that,
yeah,
like.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I have two sides. My following is tame. My, like.
For you
or whatever is all over the map, and I can't tell what side anybody's on. You know
Someone
what I mean?
Tweeted,
like, who knows?
Tate McRae is collaborating with Morgan Wallen, so I blocked Gracie Abrams.
People love to hate on Gracie. Yeah, they love to hate on Gracie. Was that my brother? Like, one of my brothers, like, burner.
So funny.
He, like, hates Gracie.
But yeah, I mean, the, like, all of the things
that
I'm getting.
That was my question. What are you seeing? Are people upset? And do we think this will affect, like,
I mean,
Tate's
I'm just seeing, like, Tate McRae collabing with Morgan Wallen. She's the MAGA Barbie y'all accuse Addison of being.
Ooh.
Been pushing the Tate McRae agenda every day just for her to scrap Tyler collab, but collab with Morgan Wallen.
No, she was going to do a Tyler collab?
That's crazy.
Is that real? No, that's people just talking, probably.
Had a nightmare that Tate McRae collabed with Morgan Wallen and then went on a joint tour with him, and I woke up shaking in a cold sweat.
okay, good, because I thought that my reaction, like, I was like, do people really not care about the Morgan
like
Wallen
all
shit?
The top
but,
tweets
okay.
are like, I'm so disappointed
like,
in her
fuck? okay.
Spotify really servers are down. I blame Tate McRae and Morgan Wallen. Tate McRae threatens to be featured on Morgan Wallen's upcoming album.
I like that. Get it together or I'm going to go
threatens,
on this album.
Yeah, that's really
hilarious.
Funny.
Maybe she's going undercover, you know? Like, maybe she's just going in there.
Yeah, maybe
she's
she'll
just
poison him
it out for us. Like,
maybe she'll poison
like,
him in the studio.
Maybe she's just trying to get on the inside so she can come back and be like, "Listen, this is what they're doing over there." You know what
right.
I'm saying?
Right. Get the secret sauce.
Let's hold out hope for that. Yeah, let's hold out hope for that. Because I don't want to have to turn on Tate. I don't want to have to roll my eyes at Tate McRae. I think that's what it is.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to dislike her for collaborating with someone I don't like. I'm not going to shit on her career because she has a song with Morgan Wallen. Like, I don't care that deeply about that. I'm rolling my eyes and I don't want to have to roll my eyes.
Yeah, totally.
I don't want to roll my eyes at women doing well.
No, I know. I don't want to have to roll my eyes on a skyrocketing newly found career, beautiful, talented woman.
Exactly. It's just not in my DNA.
No.
It's not in my makeup.
No.
I don't want to do that.
Yeah, no.
So don't make us, Tate. Cancel the collab.
Yeah, please. Maybe after she watches this, she'll cancel it.
Yeah. Because she will watch it.
Yeah.
Perfect. Well, I mean, that's that, I guess, on that. But in other pop star news, potential pop star news, I should say, on the good guys side, Sabrina Carpenter may or may not be headlining Lollapalooza
2026,
though.
Yeah.
Why are they saying that now?
Yeah, that's why I'm like, okay.
It hasn't happened yet.
Take it very much with a grain of salt.
Yes.
Also, like, the person who tweeted it, like, I don't know who it even was.
And also the image, it said Lollapalooza, but then it also said Brazil.
Pop tings. Oh, yeah. Oh, it says Brazil.
So, like, is Lala starting in Brazil?
I mean, they have Lollapalooza in Brazil.
Oh, do they?
And like Argentina. That's what Olivia Rodrigo has been doing. Like, she just headlined Brazil.
Then that's probably what it
is.
I would honestly, then I believe it. That makes complete sense.
1,000%.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And that
sense
makes
for
sense
headline.
Like next year.
Yes.
Like if it was this year, I'd be surprised.
Same.
But
also,
this is very funny coming off the heels of me being like,
"Yeah,
Sabrina Carpenter isn't headlining anything."
Now she's literally going to, but she deserves to. And but to be fair, you know, it's in Brazil. It's a little different, but Brazil, nobody is a fan like the Brazilians. They will.
What is in their DNA?
I don't know, man.
Fucking ride for people.
They
like,
are just
no
hyping
one's.
Everyone the fuck up.
And you know who can't sell tickets in Brazil?
Who?
Katy Perry.
That's how you know that you got to pack it up. If you can't sell tickets in Brazil, girl, you're done. That's it. And it's all
take the Blue Origin.
Take that Blue Origin.
Maybe
you can
sell tickets on Mars.
Get on the spaceship. Like, it's time, girl. you signed your death warrant when
literally,
you did shit with Dr. Luke.
Yeah.
Like, that's it.
You really sold your soul to the devil when you did
for shitty music, by the way. Music sucks. It wasn't even good.
We could say,
oh yeah, it sucks you work with Dr. Luke, that fucking, like, who, you know, he assaults, that was it, right?
Raped Kesha.
Yeah. Right? I didn't want to say it in case I was wrong, but yeah, he raped Kesha. And I could still probably admit to it being a good song that, or a couple of good songs if they were.
Yeah.
I'd be like, I hate this man, but I can't lie, it's a bop. Not a single bop on that fucking record. So I feel I have no guilt, nothing, like, completely useless waste of time.
Yeah.
And just upset everybody else and just completely disregarded everyone who's ever,
yeah,
know,
just,
tried to come out against
I don't understand
man, you know?
Why
fucked
take
up.
That risk. But yeah, no, I'm very happy for Sabrina.
Yeah. That'll be exciting. Do we know who's doing Lala this year, like in Chicago? Like,
yes.
We do.
Yeah, the set list is insane. It's like everyone that I love.
Are you going to go?
Probably. I was thinking about it, but I don't know. Lollapalooza is like really like young people. It's very high school. So Thursday's Tyler the Creator and Luke Combs.
Oh, I'm out.
Gracie Abrams. Dom Dalla, Role Model, but Gracie and Role Model are Thursday. Yeah. Friday, Olivia Rodrigo, Bleachers, Wallows, Foster the People.
That's good.
Saturday, this is a good list. Rufus the Soul, Dochi, Claro, Two Friends.
Cool.
And then Sunday, Sabrina Carpenter. Oh, she is headlining Lala.
Yeah, so she's
oh, wait,
got-
no, she's not. You know what? Because they tried to like fake you out on this because you can't have two headliners in one night. I think ASAP is the headliner, but I think Sabrina's
doing
a slot under.
For every day they're doing it. Like, it's like Tyler, the Creator and Luke Combs is Thursday.
Right.
Olivia and Korn is Friday. Rufus and Twice. I don't know who Twice.
I don't know who Twice is either.
And Sabrina and ASAP Rocky.
Yeah, and then Sunday is Martin Garrix, Dominic Fike, Phineas, Remy Wolf. So.
Yeah, that's good stuff. Phineas. Sunday seems to be a good, I mean, they all are good days, but Sunday's got, you know,
Saturday and Sunday are
Dominic
like the best
Fike
to me.
And Phineas. Yeah, yeah.
And Thursday, low-key.
They honestly, yeah, Gracie being on Thursday is good.
Yeah.
I love Cage the Elephant. I'm a Cage the Elephant
me
fan.
Me too. I like them too.
So I would really like that.
But yeah, I've heard that Lollapalooza is like.
Oh, Bleachers is going to be there on Friday. Did you say that already?
Yes.
Sorry. I missed it. Very cool.
I've heard that Lollapalooza is very high school.
Yes.
Like a
that's
lot of high schoolers go.
Too, yeah.
So like, if anyone wants to give me like a VIP pass, I'll go.
For sure, yeah. Go with the celebs. Like,
yeah,
except
exactly.
For Coachella, like the only way to go is to go with the celebs,
yeah.
Or whatever. So yeah, I mean that could be exciting. That could be interesting. Mm-hmm. We'll have to see. That's usually not till like August, right? When is it? Oh,
yeah,
it's July. July
31st.
Yeah. So that's good. I look forward to hearing about that.
Me too.
All right. Do we want to? That's. I think that's pretty much it for our news. Pop
yeah,
news.
Just,
Taylor news.
That People article.
Oh fuck! I forgot about the People.
No, you're so fine.
People posted. Yeah. People posted that. That Taylor and Travis are enjoying their time out of the spotlight.
Yeah.
Woo, shocker.
Says inside Taylor's and Travis. Kelce's break from the spotlight and why it's a special time for them. Exclusive source. Mm-hmm. They've been traveling nonstop and very much enjoy it. A source told People exclusively they are making the most of their time off together. They are hanging out with friends too. It's a special time for them. The insider says that Swift and Kelce are very serious and in sync, adding they value the same things. Right now, the focus is very much on private time out of the spotlight. So yay, it's just cute and happy.
Cute, happy, love that. People, you know, we go 50-50 on whether they're a reliable source, but I feel like this is kind of innocuous enough that we're
harmless.
Not, yeah, I'm not thinking much about it. And I do think that it's smart to kind of like I assume Tree, somebody, whoever, maybe like, hey, by the way, go ahead and write a blog about or write an article about this. I think it's kind of smart to do that periodically.
Yeah, just because
to get people off your back.
People fucking overreact so much. Like,
where is Taylor
they
Swift?
They have to be broken up.
They're broken up.
They haven't been seen together in so long. It's like, just because they're not seen together in public does not mean that they're broken up. And I think that's like a big thing with like, even like social media, like influencers too. I feel like deal with that all the time. Like if you don't post, like even with me, like if I don't post with TJ, and we're literally long distance, so I can't.
Yeah, of course.
If I don't post with him in like a week, people are like, oh, they definitely broke up. Like you guys definitely broke up. Like
we're so
it's
dumb.
Crazy the assumptions that people will make.
People live in the real world, you know?
Yeah, it's like, I'm not.
People don't only live on fucking TikTok.
Yeah.
Like, I can't.
So it is. it is nice, or I guess it's kind of funny for, like, you know, them to have to put out, like, once a quarter being like, we're still here, we're good, we're just not being in the spotlight every 5 seconds.
Exactly.
Because, like, we don't want to be.
It also feels like they're trying to, like, you know, they're beating the presses. Because, like, who knows, next week, if they hadn't set that out, people would, the headlines would be, you know, Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce, Trouble in Paradise, haven't seen out.
Right.
But here's a question. When's the last time you saw, like, Beyonce and Jay-Z walking down the street?
Never.
Once. Like, you have to think of it.
That's
like
what
that.
I don't, like, where do they go? Like, are they just, like, in Europe and stuff?
Taylor and Travis?
No, Beyonce and...
I think they just have so much security and people don't fuck with them.
That they can just, you know, fly,
I mean,
wherever.
Just
and
do whatever
and,
they want. Yeah. And that they do all the time what Taylor and Travis are doing right now. You know? They're just, like, not... They're going out of their way to, like, not be seen by the paparazzi every 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Which takes more effort, I'm sure, but I also bet it improves quality of life and also makes things maybe a little bit more normal, you know, and not having to have, like, the flashlights every 5 minutes.
Totally.
So, that's that. But yes, we love that. They're enjoying their private time together, out of the spotlight, you know, not working, / you know, they're both working. Everybody's always working, but they're
Did you see that really funny clip of New Heights when they're reading, like, the fan question and Travis is like, this question is from Tay's Servant. Okay. Did you see that?
No, I didn't.
So funny.
Tay's Servant.
Okay. And the girl, like, the Twitter person, account, like, quote tweeted it, was like, fuck, like, I need to change my name right
now. It's like, oh my God, kill me. Yeah.
Tay's Servant. Okay.
It really is, like, for the, like, the mega Swifties, like, truly just, like, the online community. Wait.
Our no dumb question is from Christy. Tay's Servant. Okay.
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 Tay's Servant. Okay. That is fucking hilarious.
So
no, is
funny.
It, is it not true that, like, it's all fun and games as, like, a super fan and all these people with, like, you know, Travis and Taylor forever and it's like Folkmore Queen, like all these dumbass, like, fake aliases online. And as soon as, like, someone adjacent to Taylor may or may not realize, it's like, oh, fuck.
So,
this is so losery.
Like, by no fucking way, time to change my app. Please, it's a joke, okay?
Exactly, right.
Like, so
it's just
funny.
Hilarious. We all know it's joking. We all know it's
joking.
Oh,
yeah, totally.
But it's like, yeah, Travis, you don't want to get in too deep.
Yeah.
What was the other thing? What was the other thing that he got in too deep on? The
fuck-ass filter.
Yeah. There needs to be a divide, y'all. We need the boundary between.
Right, right.
We got to keep our jokes to ourselves.
Yeah.
Hilarious. But yeah, so that's what's going on in the world of Taylor and Travis and the world of the pop queens and the world of the ladies in space.
Yeah.
Shall we get into some Q's, questions,
yes,
thoughts, or should we do our Twilight
first? Let's do our Twilight first,
okay,
I think.
Perf. Okay, so we spoke ahead of time. We chose all the same characters. Mm-hmm. So do we want to start with the heavy hitters or end with the heavy hitters?
Maybe let's end with the heavy hitters.
Agreed. So then shall we start with Renesmee? The lowest on my list?
Perfect, yeah.
Okay, do you want to go with me?
Okay, I'll go first, yeah. For Renesmee, I have anti-hero. Just because,
good one.
Like, she was, like, the catalyst of all the issues.
Yeah, she kind
of
was.
And then when she was born, like, Jacob, like, was imprinted on her.
She was totally the monster,
like,
on the hill.
It's me, hi, I'm the problem.
Yeah. Wait, that's so funny. Also, I'm dying because all of my choices, for the most part, are basically jokes. Like, they're not, like, they don't, like, line up like typical.
Yeah.
So, similarly, for Renesmee, I have never grow up, but not. But not because we want her to be a kid, because she'll be too dangerous. She'll kill everybody.
And also, like, isn't she, like, doesn't she, like, grow up really fast too? That's so,
like,
funny.
Every five
oh
minutes.
My God.
Yeah, I was in my bag with this a little bit. I'm excited.
Oh my God, I'm gonna choke. That's really funny.
Okay,
for Charlie Swan,
yeah.
I have never grow up.
That's a good one. I have Robin. First time I've ever
cute.
Picked Robin. You know, because that's usually kind of a sad song.
Yeah, but it's totally, like, for your child.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. So I thought that was sweet. And we love Charlie.
Yeah.
Charlie's a sweet.
And then similarly for Esmee, I have the best day.
Good one.
Yeah.
I have tolerate it because I feel like she does so much and no one gives a fuck. Like, Esmee is, like, the least respected character. Like, she always just kind of hangs out.
Yeah, that's
like in
true.
The books, maybe she's like a little more important. But in the movies, it's like all about Carlisle. It's all about everybody
else.
Yeah,
right.
Esme's right.
She doesn't
there,
really
just,
get her time to shine.
She's just trying to help.
Yeah.
And she's like, okay, Carlisle, we get it. You're the head of the hospital. But like, what about me? I'm at home.
Yeah, right.
What the fuck?
That's funny. Yes, I agree with that.
That's probably my weakest one.
Yeah. For Emmett, I have sweet nothing.
Oh, that's lovely.
Yeah, because like Rosalie like turned him so, and like they fell in love like instantly after. So I feel like he's kind of like the sweet big guy. Like he's kind of like Travis.
100%
Yeah.
And for that reason, I have Sparks Fly.
Cute.
Because same thing. Like I could see him getting down with a little Sparks Fly.
Yeah, yeah.
He's obviously literally the sparks flying with Rosalie.
Yeah.
Et cetera, et cetera.
He
feels. Correct me if I'm wrong. He does. There's not literally sparks, but he's like strong and intense.
Oh
right?
Yeah, yeah.
Whole
he's
thing,
like
so
the,
it's like
the strong one.
I feel like sparks. It's like bah. You
right,
know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah.
For Rosalie, I actually have three.
Oh, good one.
For Rosalie, I have Mad Woman.
Nice.
Better Than Revenge because she like when she got she like killed went
she
back
gets
and killed
turned.
Her husband, right? Yeah.
Yep.
Or like whatever the guy
they were
who,
like
attacked
raping
her.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
That was the whole thing. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then I also have the lucky one. Because I feel like through her eyes with Bella wanting to be a vampire so bad, it's like the grass is always greener. Like they'll tell
so
you now
true.
You're the lucky one, but like it's actually really hard.
So true.
Yeah.
Good perspective.
Thanks.
I don't know if I did well on this one because I kind of was thinking of Rosalie. Obviously, she has that bad past and, and whatever. But I feel like as you know, as an older vampire, she just wants to live in that lavender haze.
Ooh.
But she is kind of stronger than that, I think.
Yeah.
Like, she's a little more outspoken. So
yes.
That might not totally fit her. But I do think she has moments of that. And also, the whole thing of her, like, in the books before all the badness, that she was kind of this, like, hopeless romantic.
Totally.
So I was like, oh, she's just kind of like that. And then, of course, you know, horrible men are disgusting. But,
right.
You know. Rosalie, what a heavy storyline.
Yes.
Like, everyone,
she's
all
like
the
one
other
of the
ones,
most complex characters.
Extremely.
Yeah.
And all the other ones, like, they have interesting storylines and
I'd say, like, her and Jasper have, like, the most interesting.
Definitely. Because they're so real. Like,
yeah.
They're so, yeah, they're dark.
Dark yeah,
storylines.
Dark.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. For Alice,
oh.
I have two. I have Paper Rings, because I feel like she's so cute and, like, doesn't care about, like, whatever Jasper's going through. Like, she just loves him.
So true.
And I also have New Romantics, because I feel like she's just, like, very bubbly and, like, wants to see the good in people.
Cute.
And just, like, always is kind of, like, how can we make this into, like, a positive situation?
Cute.
Yeah.
Love that. I feel like you had, like, the lighter side of Alice, and I have the darker side of her.
Ooh.
Two songs as well. Cassandra being one.
Mm.
Because she sees everything and she tries
right,
to warn
right,
everyone
right.
And people are like, what? You know?
Good point.
And then I also have Who's Afraid of Little Old Me? Because she's very powerful and people underestimate
her. People don't
her.
Realize that.
Mm-hmm.
Totally.
Mm-hmm.
For Jasper, I have Cowboy Like Me.
Sorry, I am laughing at my own choices for Jasper.
Oh, God.
Cowboy Like Me is actually really sweet.
Yeah.
Especially the thing with Jasper is like, what was he? He was the Confederate.
He was
War.
A Confederate, yeah.
A Confederate soldier,
yeah.
Which is like, But he was kind of,
like,
was like a cowboy, literally.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
he?
We, like, and like, you know, with that, like, he has a bad past, but like, we can put it behind us, like the skeletons in your closet, like all this stuff, you know?
For sure. We still love Jasper for who he is.
Yeah.
I have The Great War. Easy. And then I also have I Look in People's Windows because I feel like he's just like
kind of just staring
on the outside. Yeah. Like staring and like managing and like trying to understand, like I want to feel what's,
like,
in there, but it's too hard,
but
to
it's
feel.
Too hard. And also, like, he still can't control his, like, urges.
Yes.
So, like, he has to stand on the
he's
outside.
He's always just kind of I was really laughing at that.
That's
one.
Hilarious and so true. Okay, for okay. Carlisle, I have Epiphany.
Oh, good one.
Yeah, just because I feel like it's all about, like, medicine and doctor
sure.
stuff and
that's a,
the
yeah.
reality of, like,
that's a no-brainer,
pain.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I had A Place in This World
okay.
for Carlisle because I feel like he is the oldest vampire, or is he even? Yeah, he is. Or at least he started the group, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And then he, you know, he just... He has to travel from town to town and, like, work his way up in the hospital, every hospital that he goes to.
Right.
And if it gets to a point where he's there for too long, he's going to leave and start over again.
Right.
And he's just trying to find a place in this world. He's just a girl trying to find a place in this world.
That's a solid point.
Thanks.
Okay. So then I have for Jacob, August.
Great one.
And Foolish One.
Great choices.
Thank you.
Really good choices.
I think those just explain themselves.
I think that they Yeah, no explanation necessary. I have two. Also, I don't think need any explanation. I have It's Nice to Have a Friend.
Yeah, I was thinking about doing that one too.
And then also The One.
Good one.
Would have been fun if you would have been The One.
Yeah, good one.
But you're not.
Nope.
Jacob. Now too busy, I will. Too busy lusting for my child.
Yeah, now I will have sex with your baby.
Fucking psychotic shit. A week after she's born, she's growing too fast.
It's crazy.
Hey.
You nicknamed my daughter after the Loch Ness Monster?
You're literally going to go into like, your lungs are going to collapse.
I'm wheezing like a grandpa.
No, literally. Every time it starts up, I'm like, damn, is she going to come back?
Okay.
But it's very funny. Like, yeah. You named my daughter the Loch Ness Monster?
She's a baby. It's crazy plot line.
Shout out Kristen Stewart. Like, yeah. Nobody does it like her.
Okay.
Oh, man.
For Edward, I have Betty and Peace.
I have Peace.
Oh,
but
yay.
But only Peace. Okay. I was like, that's the one.
Yeah.
You know, Betty
fits
really
him perfectly.
Good,
yeah.
Betty also really fits.
Bella is Cardigan. Edward is Belly. Belly.
Belly.
Edward is Betty and Jacob is August.
Yes. Yeah. So accurate. Yes. 100%. Okay.
And then,
Bella?
Last but not least, for Bella, I have Cardigan and Hoax.
Hoax is good.
I feel like, and Hoax is so New Moon Bella, too. Like,
so
stood on the cliffside, screaming, give me a reason. Mm-hmm. Your faithless love's the only hook I believe in.
Wow.
Like, it's very Bella, New Moon Bella.
Hoax is the best answer.
Yeah.
That's a really good answer.
Thanks.
I have Ivy.
Cute, yeah.
My house
totally.
Is still in your ivy grows, and
now I'm
covered
in
you.
Yep.
I also have, but Daddy, I love him.
Oh, yeah. Wait, that's also
that
perfect.
It felt like kind of obvious.
Yes.
I was like, oh, is this too obvious? But because,
I didn't even think about
Charlie
that.
Hates Edward, obviously. And she's like,
and
Daddy,
nobody
I love
wants
him
to be, nobody wants her to be with him, like Jacob, too.
No one wants it. Yeah.
And like, Sarah and Hannah can totally be the two girlfriends.
Anna Kendrick and,
and the other
Jessica
girl.
And,
yeah, Jessica
and I can't think
I forget
the other
her
girl's name.
But then I also have two,
can't remember.
Couples. For Alice and Jasper, I have Invisible String.
Cuties.
And for Edward and Bella, I have So High School.
Of course.
Yeah.
Oh my God, they're So High School forever.
Literally.
Forever. The forever So High School. I almost put the manuscript for, who did I almost put it for? Carlisle. Because
that kind of makes sense. Like, the story isn't mine. Like, it's now, like, kind of my kids.
You know,
like,
it's my kids. But then I was like, then I just started thinking about his decapitated head. And I thought, oh.
Oh.
And then I
was
like,
that
was
the craziest thing they ever did in that movie.
It was
like, faking
nuts.
That fucking scene. Like,
nuts.
Crazy. I'll never forget that.
I was so shook by that.
No, literally.
So shook. I really need to reread those books.
I know. I need to reread them, too.
I haven't read them literally since I came out.
I need to reread. I want to reread Twilight, I want to reread Harry Potter, and I want to reread Throne of Glass.
Yes. Harry Potter is always there for you.
Yes.
You know, I love an HP reread.
Okay.
I'm due for one soon, too. Fabulous. I love that. That was so fun. I love matching up songs, too.
I know,
characters.
Me too. It is
so
really fun.
Fun,
and it's
if
funny.
You guys if you have any characters, any franchises you guys would like us to match up songs with,
right.
Let us know, because we're down this hole and we're going to be doing this a lot.
I know. I feel like we're going to do this a lot, and we need to do Throne of Glass
and
too.
We know that we need to do Throne of Glass for sure. Throne of Glass gets complicated because there are
so many.
So we'll really
but
have
I'm
to
ready
choose
to
the,
yeah
me
yeah.
Too. We'll have to choose like 10, like the top
yeah
10
yeah yeah.
You know. Speaking of my mom, which I don't even know where we are in the episode, but I did talk about my mom at some point.
Right.
Speaking about her, she's on my mind, top of mind, and she should be top of your mind as well, because Mother's Day is coming up. All
yep.
right. If there is a mother in your life, it doesn't even have to be your own mother. It could be a mother that you respect.
Yes.
It could be a mother. It could be anybody.
Yes.
It could
exactly.
be anybody that you in your life feel just gives off that energy
mother
of mother
energy
and deserves a gift, deserves something sentimental, deserves something 24 karat gold dipped. I'm telling you, the Steven Singer 24 karat gold dipped rose is the way to go.
Yep.
And may I suggest the Blue Moon Rose.
May I suggest the limited edition.
Limited edition. It's
24 karat gold dipped Blue Moon Rose. Yes, limited
not
edition. So you have to get your hands on it before it goes, because you do not want to skip out on this gorgeous, gorgeous rose. Truly.
Swifties love to collect.
It is a perfect. What was I saying? Swiftie loves to collect.
Swifties love to collect.
You can get a different rose for a different era. Mm-hmm. Everything is perfect. They're gorgeous. They're shiny. They stand out in a room. You can see from across the room. You're like, oh my goodness, is that a Bullenbridge? Is that a Steven Singer 24 karat gold dipped rose? Yes, it is.
It's the 1989 rose.
Yeah, exactly. It definitely gives.
Steven Singer came out with the 1989 rose. It's called Blue Moon, and you need to have it.
Definitely gives 1989 vibes for sure. So you can skip the flowers that die in a week. Steven Singer's signature gold dipped roses are real roses dipped in real 24 karat gold and are guaranteed to last a lifetime. You can give your mom something she can look at and remember how loved she is all year long. Mm-hmm. And this forever gift of a real long stem 24 karat gold dipped rose has Steven's full-time guarantee, and it comes to you in an impressive box and its own personalized Mother's Day note. So you can order now exclusively at IHateStevenSinger.com. Hurry, because they will not be restocked and supply is limited. Shipping is always complimentary, which means free. And nothing says I love you like a real authentic Steven Singer 24 karat gold tip rose that lasts forever. Only available from Steven Singer Jewelers in Philly or online at IHateStevenSinger.com. Okay, so let's jump into voicemails and DMs.
Woo-hoo.
Okay.
Hey, girls. Oh my god.
Hey, girl.
No, you're going to make me laugh. Hi, girls. We just got finished watching your Tuesday episode. We watch every week, Tuesday and Thursday.
Yay, thank you.
My name's Lindsay, and this is my daughter,
Nova.
And we're huge Swifties. We actually got to see Taylor in Vancouver, which was super sweet.
Amazing.
I'm a millennial Swiftie, and Nova is.
I'm a Gen Alpha.
Yes, Nova. Girl.
I'm 10.
10. And we were just talking about all the TS12 rumors or whichever about the Swedish guy, what he said, but even regardless of that, when it does come, that we feel, well, it will, but when it does, whenever that may be, when she chooses, that we'll think will be probably a pretty lovey album, lots of Travis songs maybe, but Nova actually had a really good idea, which I agree with. A song, what were you saying?
About the Eras Tour and how thankful she is about how everybody came and supported her and, like, was trading bracelets and, like,
what, how special it was?
Yeah.
Everything.
And how she's, like, very thankful and grateful for the experience.
Yeah, I think
yes.
I would bet on that, too, that she'll have some sort of song referencing the Eras Tour and how big it was and what it meant to her. And yeah, that's her idea. We're clowning for rep and debut as well. Really, I'll take whatever we can get at this point. Who knows what she's doing, but I'm excited for whatever it is. But that's just our idea, an Eras Tour song from Tay. Okay, talk to you girls later, maybe.
Bye.
Love you.
This is what happened to me on Friday. I broke my arm.
She also has a broken arm. But anyways, that is besides the point. Hey, love you girls.
Oh my God, Nova, feel better.
Oh my God, feel better.
Love you guys.
Oh my God.
What a sweet message.
You have to get, this is what you have to do with your broken arm with your little cast. And mom, Lindsay, you're going to have to get in on this too. Just like, teach yourself how to forge Taylor's signature and just sign the cast.
Yeah,
of Taylor's
signature.
Oh my
signature. God, Taylor Swift signed
my
cast.
Look, Taylor Swift signed my cast.
Yeah.
Prove it. Prove that it didn't happen.
Yeah, you like, you can't, you don't know if it's true or not.
Yeah, go to school and be like, yeah, it's for real. It really happened.
Yeah, or she could do like a Eras themed cast.
That
like
would be
draw
sick.
Draw a bunch of different, like.
Do a little boot.
Yeah,
debut,
like a little boot, a little guitar, a little snake, a little
cute.
Seagull. That'd be cute.
I love and completely agree with the idea that eventually at some point in the future we will get some kind of song that is reflective of the fans and the experience of the Eras Tour.
I hope so,
there's
for sure.
No, I mean, the feelings.
Yeah, totally.
Alone, you know, like experiencing that, being the star of that show, I'm sure it elicits all kinds of feelings.
Yeah.
That, you know, and nobody puts feelings better into words better than Taylor.
I know. I do wonder if it, because we talked about like how the documentary could have like, you know, this very, like, not dramatic, but like,
oh, right.
Truthful,
well, like
Miss
Americana
tone to it.
How would we categorize Miss Americana? Because I don't, it's certainly not a, it's, I guess it's like a documentary.
Yeah.
But
totally a documentary.
I do think that documentary, that, you know, movie, whatever, was had a way different tone than I think people thought it would. Like, it showed a lot of the, like, darkness that comes along with being Taylor Swift.
Yeah. So
and
that's what
the
I'm saying.
Hard decisions,
like,
right.
I wonder if like, the Aerosaur song vibe. Could kind of have that same vibe. Like, almost like a They're in Her Glittering Prime. Like,
Yep.
I Can Do It With a Broken Heart type of thing where it's like, this is such an amazing experience, but like I'm going through a hard time. But also, like, by the end of the tour, I feel like she got back into her groove and stuff. So maybe, I don't know. But I have high hopes.
Do we think maybe I Can Do It With a Broken Heart was that for her already?
Right.
And so now, again, with the space away from it, which I think is the most important thing. I think that, like, the reason we don't have a documentary immediately about it is because there needs to be space in between. So she, I mean, she herself can process her feelings on the whole thing. But it was such a, you know, like you just said, They're in Her Glittering Prime. Like, it was every weekend for years. And there's so much to process about it. Not only the good, but also the bad. And not that you, that doesn't mean it was a bad experience. It just means that it was hard fucking work. And I think that she does such a good job, especially in Miss Americana, showing that, like, her life is not as easy as you know, people would think a celebrity's life is.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, she cares deeply about certain things. She is a perfectionist. She, you know, wants to make sure that the fans are happy, and she puts the fans first. Mm-hmm. And I think that is clear. But yeah, I still am in the camp of thinking that an Eras Tour documentary or whatever it is that they're filming and blah, 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 is going to have a way different. It's not going to be the Eras Tour movie, you know? It's not going to be a Disney. I mean, it could literally be a Disney production, but it's not going to be like a sunshine, rainbows, wake up, ooh, put my makeup on, ooh, Eras Tour. Like, I'm sure we'll get a little bit of that, but they're definitely also going to show her, like, exhausted, overheated, coming down from a night of work, rain shows, sickness. Like, those are the things, honestly, that I want to see. Mm. But I think that some of the, like, maybe newer Swifties who are living in that lavender haze maybe are not ready for it. So there needs to be space. Does that make sense?
No, totally makes sense.
Yeah.
I do think it's crazy that she never got sick, or at least, like,
that
publicly.
We know of. She was sick once. Remember, she was, like, blowing her nose and wiping it on her dress.
Oh yeah, I remember that. That was funny.
Which I love. Like, yeah, that's real as fuck.
Yeah.
I was doing that.
Great idea. That song is gonna, like, rival, like, Long Live.
Absolutely.
For sure.
And Long Live is kind of that stand-in for the moment. Like, we need Long Live Part 2, you know? Like, Long Live is definitely, like, the song about the fans and the stands and whatever. But, yeah, Eras Tour, I think, is just on another level.
Yeah.
So, new emotions.
Hi, Kelly and Gia. This is Chris.
Hey, Chris.
I just, I love Taylor Watch. I religiously watch you guys twice a week. I love it, and I'm always talking back or laughing or debating with you guys. I enjoy all of it. But after this most recent episode, I just had to call. First of all, I totally agree with that whole space mission.
Yep.
Total waste of money, totally stupid, just so ego-driven. Mm-hmm. And I've just never loved Gia more than your reaction. It just the fuck off.
Give me a break, just, I think
just,
you said.
I share your outrage, and I just got such a Thank kick you, out Chris. Of hearing the way that you guys talked about it. Mm-hmm. I do have to say, I don't get the hate for Olivia Munn. And, you know, she's been through the cancer and mastectomies and health battles. So I kind of, I guess in that respect, that gives me some respect for her. Anyway, so I don't understand the hate on her. But anyway, important, you know, Taylor stuff. I hadn't heard about the July 4th clown date, but it does kind of make sense, I'm thinking now, for the reasons you said, but also because it's Independence Day, declaring our independence. And that's what all of the Taylor versions do.
Oh, my God.
And
chills.
Especially Reputation in particular, even the original.
Oh, God.
Was like her proclamation or, you know, declaration of being herself.
Of independence.
And, Chris.
Shutting the naysayers down kind of thing. So, yeah, I think I agree with July 4th and especially just that perspective occurred to me that that seems like an especially appropriate date for that. So
oh my God,
hopefully
yes.
It's true. So thank you for everything. I love watching you guys and just wish I could sit there with you sometime.
Aw.
Thanks. Love you.
Thanks,
Bye.
Chris.
Oh, love you so much, Chris. Thank you for that call. Great call. Great fucking point.
Yeah.
How have we not even
Independence
I didn't even
Day
come across my brain?
I know. I independent. Yeah, I mean, it's
like,
it's very like American. That's kind of like the thing that's throwing me off.
Maybe that's why. Can I be real?
Yeah.
When I hear 4th of July, America's Independence Day is kind of the last thing on my list. Like,
yeah.
I think now I think more like, ooh, sunshine, hot dogs, and like the sea.
Yeah, yeah, like a boat.
Beach.
Yeah.
Yeah, something, which is, you know, of course, that's very, very American of me, I guess. But yeah, of course, the meaning of the 4th of July is America's independence. She's Miss Americana.
Right.
She's, you know what I mean? That totally fits.
Totally. After the storm,
totally.
Was born on the 4th of July. I don't know. Yeah, I feel like if we are going to clown for a date, we should definitely have 4th of July.
4th of July is up
there.
Yeah. 4th of July is, it's not written in pen quite yet, but it's certainly written in pencil.
It's certainly written in pencil.
In my calendar.
Certainly.
As far as Olivia Munn hate goes, good point to bring up. Yes, Olivia Munn has been through a lot. I will say this. She's been through a lot in the last like 10-ish years.
Mm.
Before that is mostly why I don't like her.
She was a pot stirrer.
She was not even a pot stirrer. She wrote a book a while ago that was just really tone deaf about like kind of talking about women. It was very pick me. Like if you look at Olivia Munn's book that she wrote forever ago, she also was like, she started off being like the host, kind of like, do you remember Talk Soup with Joel McHale?
Yes.
It was like that, but it was like techie.
Okay.
So it was like for nerds, basically. And, it, you know, I say that lovingly. And she was like the hot, nerdy girl, like talking about whatever the fuck. And it did really well. And that's how she kind of, you know, got her break.
Mm.
And amidst all that, she wrote this book, which I do think, looking back on it, it was supposed to be like sarcastic and tongue in cheek. And it kind of, and maybe this is why I have like feelings towards her. It maybe could be similar to like my sense of humor. Like I think if I were to write a book, it maybe could come across the way that Olivia Munn's did. But she said some weird shit that was just kind of like, it felt very, I don't know, it felt like a either touch grass or like, do you have any girlfriends?
Right.
So I didn't really like her then. And that just kind of carried on through. And then when all the John Mulaney stuff came out where it's like he and his wife broke up, but then Olivia Munn had previously like emailed him while he was still married because she was like obsessed with him, and she was like asking everybody like, I gotta meet him, introduce me. And then the fact that they like got together after they broke up, it felt very like she was waiting like with her keys
to
be available.
Yeah.
And I just didn't like how that exchange. But again, yeah, she's been through a fuck ton. She had cancer, you know, I think she's had like family stuff, they have kids now, like obviously things are way different now, but her early behavior left a sour taste in my mouth. But listen, I'm coming back around.
Yeah.
We all change
after,
as
after
we
her
get older.
Space take. I don't really have an opinion on her, honestly. I don't know enough
Everyone
about
changes
her.
As they get older. I'm talking about when she was like in her like probably late 20s, early 30s. Mm. And now I think she's like 40 something or maybe mid 30s. Look up her book and the discourse around that and you'll understand why people were kind of off on her. It was just weird, like pick me shit.
Right.
You know, which I didn't love. So that's that. But she's fine.
Hi, Kelly. Hi, Gia. This is Carissa calling from Chicago.
Hey, girl.
I love
hey, girl.
Taylor Watch. I love you guys so much.
Oh, my God. Everyone's being so nice today.
Thank you for being such a light to my dreary day that I'm having today.
Oh, my God.
I have a question, personal question, for both of you. I think I recall both of you saying that you grew up in New Jersey, if I'm not mistaken.
Accurate.
And my husband and I just recently visited New York, and I visited New York for the first time this past weekend. And I, number one, fell in love with New York. Like, I understand why Taylor loves New York so, so much. I loved it. So my question for you guys is, what do you two love the most about New York and living in New York?
Questions
what do you
about
love
us.
The most about growing up in New Jersey, if I'm correct in saying and remembering that you guys grew up in Jersey. And you feel like you have taken advantage of living in New York because, my God, when we were in New York, I feel like there are endless things to do. You never run out of things to do,
Absolutely.
Places
it's
to walk. Mm. people to watch, and just adventures to have in just one city. So curious to hear your thoughts, and your personal experiences of living in New York. Maybe you'll convince me to move to New York. I don't know. But I love you guys so, so much. Thank you for everything that you do for all of us Swifties and keeping the Taylor aura alive.
Yay. Thank you, Queen. Nice message. Thank you.
Such a nice message. And yes, you're correct. We both grew up in New Jersey. Would you like to kick it off? Your time in New Jersey and why you love New York? And so has it lived up its, I liked that question. Like, do you feel like you've
taken full advantage of
where you live?
I think yes. I would totally say that.
How long have you lived here now?
4 years.
It's a long time.
Yeah. So
it's a long fucking
it'll
time.
Be 5 in May.
Let's go.
Which is exciting. But like, yeah, I think growing up in Jersey is kind of decisive. It really depends on where you live. Mm-hmm. I grew up in like a very affluent, like white town. So like I grew up in such a bubble that like when I went to Michigan State, like my whole life kind of flipped upside down, and that's just fucking Michigan. So like that says a lot. And so I think looking back at that, like I wouldn't want that for my kids to be like so secluded.
Yeah.
But at the same time, as I grew up and got older, like I really appreciated where I lived. Like the town is so nice, and New Jersey itself is an incredible state that gets shit on
wonderful.
All the time.
I know. Well, it's because of like Newark and like, you know, the dump
it's like
right
you
outside
have
the airport.
You have the beach, you have New York, you have the countryside, because New Jersey's the Garden State, by the way.
It's the Garden
it's
State.
It's a lot of
like my parents live in, and I have always lived in like the middle of fucking nowhere.
Yeah.
Like, straight up bumfuck. Like,
yeah.
You know?
If you're on like the more west side of Jersey, like that's just all a lot of it is like open land and farms and stuff like that.
A lot of farms, yeah.
So you really get like every different aspect in one state, which is so nice. And you're close to Philly, you're close to Delaware, like you're close to everywhere. Like
a lot of people live in New Jersey and commute either
to the
New
city
York or Philly. Like that's like, yeah.
My mom commuted every day till I was like 16.
Yeah.
But I loved Jersey as I got older. I think I miss it now because I kind of miss like the quiet of the suburban, like the small stuff of suburban life, you know, like driving around and
going to like the sandwich shop.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like simple things like that, like being able to like drive to your friend's house and like hang out, whatever. But living in New York, just oh my god, I could never imagine like living in my Chatham house now or something like that.
No
like
way.
That would be
no
crazy.
Way.
I think
we all grew. You mean it was right?
Yeah. I think New York is just the best city on earth. And I know we're biased, but like every time I've been to a different city, I just am like, this just doesn't even come close. Like Chicago is such a fabulous city and they have the lake, so it's so nice, but like they don't have bodegas. They don't have like the late night, like food and late night, like nightlife. They don't have like the walkability. Like I feel like
it doesn't come alive the same way New York does.
Yeah.
No other city. Well, London was the only exception for me where I was like, fuck, wow. Like this is the first time I've ever liked a city as much as New York.
Like
certainly not more.
Doesn't matter what
much.
Time of the day it is. If you're in your apartment in New York, you can literally get out of your apartment and do anything. Like
anything
the
you
world
want.
Is truly your oyster. And yeah, you don't feel so like trapped because there's so much you can do. It's almost a little overwhelming at times, but like I just like to do like small stuff during the day, and that way I see more things, you know what I mean? Like I feel like I've traveled throughout Manhattan and Brooklyn and stuff like that, Queens and all of that good stuff, and it just gets better and better like every year I live here.
I could not agree more. I also grew up in New Jersey, like I said, bumfuck middle of nowhere. Growing up in New Jersey was like it was boring. Like it was
boring yeah,
which again is not like I'm not knocking
not a bad
that.
Thing
yeah, it's not a bad thing. And, you know, I've said before, my brother and I have a pretty big age difference. So we kind of like he was so little when I was like growing up, like in those moments when you're like 7, 8, 9, 10 years old, like those moments I feel like are kind of important based like on what you're doing.
Yeah.
And, like, how you entertain yourself. And of course, no internet at the time for me anyway. So I didn't have like no video games. Like I had none of that. I was reading in trees. Like I was reading Harry Potter. I was like climbing a tree with a book.
Yeah,
and, like,
it's
reading,
cute.
Like shit like that, which I look back on that with like the most fond memories ever. Now I'm like, do kids do that anymore? Like stuff like that. So that is like I don't know if that was unique to New Jersey or it's that's because we were lucky enough to have a bunch of trees on the property or like whatever. But I have very fond memories looking back on like things I would do to occupy my time.
We played outside a lot.
All I did was play outside. Yeah. I swear. And it was the best. Like, yeah. I love playing outside. Like, so fun. But I do think that that set me up for success in New York because I'm not a homebody. Like, I do love to stay at home. Mm. Like, I love to be cozy and I love to watch a movie or a show for 20 hours straight. Like, I'll always do that. But I'm really not a homebody and I love to walk around.
Yeah.
Love a walk. So I moved to New York. This year, September will be 11 years for me.
That's awesome. Sick? Like, so awesome.
That's so much, like, sick in a million different ways. Like, yeah, sick, yeah. Like, that's cool. But sick, like, damn, 11
crazy,
years.
Crazy.
Like, that's
yeah.
so much time to live somewhere. But so I, but same thing. Like, when I moved here, I was very overwhelmed and I was like, how am I going to see all this city has to offer? Like, what am I going to do? You know, am I going to have the energy? What, there's so much.
The
that
city
you can
eats
see.
You up when you first move in,
totally
for sure.
Does.
Yeah.
And but it's, I think it makes you a better person. Like, it's growth. You
yeah.
know, it's like character.
Yeah. It's
building.
How you make. It's what you make out of it. And also, like, you, I feel like one of the biggest things I've learned about learning the city is like going with my gut.
Yes.
I don't know if that makes any sense, but like.
Trusting yourself,
yeah,
trusting your
like,
sense of direction, trusting your
you
instincts.
Know, when you're, because I feel like this, the city life can kind of catch up to you where you feel like your friends are always going out and partying,
yeah.
especially when you're young and you first move in. Like, mm-hmm. you have to learn a lot of self-control.
It
and
feels like you don't have time. I think that's the thing about New York is because there's so much to do, you feel like, shit, I got to do it all right now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you like really go hard until you even out and realize like, okay, wait, no, I don't have to go out every single night of the week to every single place that like has a club, right?
Yeah.
Is that what you
yeah,
mean?
No,
like
yeah.
With your friends?
Yes.
You like curb your FOMO eventually.
Yeah.
And then it becomes yours. You know, like I have so many different lives happening simultaneously in New York. Like I have my New York friends. I have my home friends who obviously are from New Jersey. So they visit New York and then I've got friends here and like, but I'm not different, but I do different things with everyone.
Yeah.
And then if I'm not hanging out with people, I swear to God, walking around.
Yeah.
Like I just, it's fun to walk around. It's great to explore. Once you start discovering stuff like the botanical gardens, like I go to both botanical gardens all the time. Like there's just so much you can do in New York if you are kind of like a wanderer.
I yeah.
think that's like
yeah.
the best way to describe it. And if you just like that freedom, like you said before, of being able to do anything you want at any time.
Yeah.
But something that I always hold dear with New York and I tell myself like, you know, will you live there your whole life? I don't know. I at this point in time, I can't imagine leaving.
Same.
So I'm like, I don't see myself somewhere else.
Yeah.
Not to say that it couldn't happen possibly, but I kind of gauge it on when I do leave. If I'm taking a flight for work or I'm visiting my parents at home or something, which is, you know, every couple months, whatever. When I'm coming back up to the city, like on either side, doesn't matter where you're coming from. If I see the skyline and I'm still getting excited, then I love New York.
Yeah.
And every single time I see the skyline, I get excited.
Yeah.
Like,
it's
that feeling.
You just feel
like,
I'm back home.
You're
like,
just,
it's
like,
so
it
nice.
It feels warm.
Yeah.
Like, something about it, daytime, nighttime, rain, snow, sleet, hail, whatever it is, like, I'm excited. And I'm like, I fucking love this place.
It's the best.
It's just
it's the best city.
It's a feeling more than anything.
The one thing that stinks about New York is the summer. It gets so hot and there's nowhere to swim.
There's nowhere. Yes. That
you have
that
to go to
suck.
Jersey Shore or Hamptons or
like
Long
Rockaway.
Island.
You can go to Rockaway.
And like
but
yeah. And it's not like this. It's not far, but it's pain in the ass.
You have to put in an effort.
Yeah.
To go swimming somewhere. But then, you know, at the same time, you can go to places like you can go in the park. You can still be outside.
Yeah. There's so many.
It's just, you know,
Central Park is fucking huge.
Central Park is so massive. And there are so many
parks
in the
parks,
city.
Like,
yeah. I feel like people.
Like
everyone
McLaren and Williamsburg
yeah.
and like Prospect Park is great.
McLaren is these days is like every inch is covered
it's
in
a crazy.
It's very, it's very.
There's a really hopping neighborhood now, like right on the edge of Greenpoint, Williamsburg.
It's very, a lot of families living there now.
Yeah,
a lot of kids. But it's good stuff. We both, we love New York and we
love
New Jersey too.
I really love New Jersey. Like, I feel like in college I had to, you know, do my due diligence of defending New Jersey.
Same.
And I think it's funny, like showing my friends from school when they would come to visit me in Chatham. Like I remember one of my friends. She was like, "This is not what I pictured New Jersey to look like at all.
Everyone
I thought it was
that.
Just like industrial."
Mm-hmm.
I was like,
"Everyone
no, it's a beautiful state. It
I know.
Really is."
All
and
my
the people
too.
Are awesome, and it has like. the New Jersey like culture, I guess you could say, like, you know, Taylor Ham and Bruce Springsteen and all the Jersey Shore stuff. Like, it's fun, you know.
For some reason, it's heavy Italian, heavy Irish,
yeah,
heavy Polish.
Yeah,
like, that's, I think, I don't know why it is, but it is. And everyone sounds and acts the same. Like,
yeah,
my dad acts like he runs the mob, and he's like the most Irish man you've ever seen. Like, we're not Italian, and not even a drop.
Yeah,
and my dad is, get yourself some prosciutto, some gabagol. Like,
yeah,
it's like, what are you talking about? I will say this about New Jersey with confidence, that with the exception of like the Michelin stars and the blah 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 of whatever, and the every culture, I can have Indian food and I can have omakase in the same day if I wanted, like, and blah 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 blah. New Jersey has the best food.
New Jersey has really fucking good food.
New Jersey has the best food.
The best sandwiches.
The best sandwiches.
Yeah.
The best, I'll go as far as say breakfast and lunch. They've got it on lock.
Yeah.
You know? Dinner, also good. A lot of Italian, a lot of like family establishments, you know, which I really appreciate. But the sandwiches.
Just
no
next
one
level.
Ever
the
comes
delis.
Close. The
are,
delis.
Yeah. Next
the Taylor
level.
Ham, the bacon, egg, and Taylor Ham. Like,
yeah.
Or Taylor
it's
Ham, egg, and cheese.
The bagels.
Like, the bagels out
the
of
pizza.
Control. Pizza's out of control.
Yeah.
Like, there are so many good foods in New Jersey.
Yeah.
Hoboken specifically. I don't say nice things about Hoboken because I don't like Hoboken.
But
I will always
gas them up with their food. Incredible restaurants. Yeah.
Incredible restaurants. Amazing food in Hoboken. Okay.
Okay. Well, let's jump into
DMs. Like, well, we really like these places. Yeah.
Well, we love New Jersey.
Don't get us started.
Yes.
Thank you for asking that personal question.
I know. That was so fun.
How fun.
Okay. So this is kind of a little bit of an essay here about Coachella.
Oh. Yeah. Positive or negative?
Just a little bit of an explanation for us to kind of
provide
some insights.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Exactly what we're looking for.
Hi, ladies. Love the podcast. Okay, so Southern California native here about to chat about Coachella.
I trust
Coachella
this person
is really fun, and I've been enough to say it's totally worth going if you do it with a good group. Mm. The rumor that you have to be rich is totally not true. You definitely can't be down bad, but it is the cost of a vacation, $600 tickets, and a desert house with enough friends. It's totally doable if planned in advance. Mm-hmm. This is especially true if you book stuff before the lineups drop pre-sale. I think it's funny that people think celebrities are just roaming around, which is just not true. They are all so close to the stage and drinking, hanging out in VIP areas that the normal person never even sees them.
Yep.
Also, so many spend their day at brand parties at desert compounds than just go for the big headliners. So for the most part, the average person is bopping around from stage to stage and watching headliners from a grassy area way back, with the exception of having friends who can get you into some compound parties. The average person just doesn't even see the A-listers. Honestly, most people just do drugs and watch the DJs at the Sahara tent.
Oh, okay.
I don't think a lot of people realize, but Stagecoach is the weekend immediately following Coachella Weekend 2.
Mm-hmm.
Funny enough, it gets called Coachella Weekend 3 by locals.
Mm-hmm.
I've always preferred Stagecoach over Coachella and find myself having a better experience weekend there. I feel like it's the festival reality TV stars always go to.
Yes, I was just going to say, that is like the Bachelor people.
Yeah.
All they ever do is go to Stagecoach.
Not so much big A-listers and influencers. When I went in 2019, I was standing next to Bachelor people in GA.
There we go.
And had a C-list country star slide into my DMs. It's almost like the underrated festival, in my opinion. Yes, it's country music, but it's a California country, so you don't get the crazy MAGA people, LOL.
Love
Everyone
that.
Is so nice, and it has less of a chaotic feel to it. People drinking beer and smoking weed sort of vibe. I actually lost my wallet when I was drunk and left it on a grassy knoll watching a headliner on Saturday. The woman who found it tried to contact me on social media and ended up mailing it to my parents' house. Like, people are really, really kind. Also, camping is for RVs as opposed to Coachella, which is car camping. So you can sneak into the RV campsite. It's so fun. The guys are also really hot at Stagecoach, LMAO. Anyways, just my thoughts. Coachella is def not just for rich people. You'd be shocked how fun it is just doing GA and having a good group. If your vibe is more like chill, eating barbecue, smoking weed, and drink beer, Stagecoach is a great alternative. P.S. I'm pretty sure Taylor performed at Stagecoach in 2008. Anyways, sorry for the rant. Just wanted to provide some insight and context as a Coachella plus Stagecoach veteran.
I love that information, and thank you very much.
I think that's kind of what I was saying. Like, there's always two sides to every festival. Like,
for sure.
There's always going to be people, you know, doing it for the gram.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's, like, the real festival people. Like, the people that, like, you know festival culture. They're
the salt
camping.
Of the earth festival
exactly.
people.
Exactly. Like,
yeah, yeah.
We're camping, you know, we're here for the music. We're vibing. We're chilling. I think it's all about, you know, how you maneuver that, and I think if we went to Coachella, like, we would be able to, like, find
we would
that
definitely
vibe.
Have fun. Well,
yeah.
We have fun wherever we go.
That's true.
But But I guess my concern is like, is everyone like us? Well, we'll make our own fun. Like, I worry about the people that get lost in the sauce and are going just for Instagram. Like, I feel like they need help. I feel like I don't want to lose these people to the gram. I don't want to lose these people to TikTok. I feel like they, and yeah. maybe it's just that's their lot in life. That's the prophecy for them. But I also, I guess, want people to know that, like, there are two sides of mm-hmm. Coachella. You yeah. know what I mean? Like, there's yeah. the influencer shit, and then there's the real shit. And so, like, people don't get swindled into, like, camping, you know? When right. they don't know what they're up to.
Right.
Which I'm sure people, you know, people that are doing all that, flights, a trip, ticket, whatever, like, I'm sure they're doing the research.
Right.
Like, it's whatever. But I guess, yeah, I don't know. It's crazy just to see how much it's changed in the last 10 years.
Yeah,
like,
for sure.
I just, it's such a totally different, and my thoughts on it have totally changed too. So
I don't watched know this girl's TikTok like last them. Night, and it was, she was like doing a slideshow of when she went to Coachella in like 2013.
Yeah, yeah.
And she was like 10
that was prime
or something.
Ass years, yeah.
And the pictures were just incredible. Like, so, it literally looks like, you know, like a 90s movie. It's crazy when it's just like not even 10 years ago.
It's so good. Like that. So that was 2013 is when I started working at that place. That was my first job. Like, I graduated college that year.
And I think that's when Coldplay was the headliner. So
literally,
sick.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I never paid attention to that kind of stuff until I had to for that job. Mm-hmm. And so when I was first introduced to Coachella, I was like, this is the coolest thing I've ever seen in my life. Like, I truly was like, I can't believe that they do a concert in the desert and there's palm trees. Like, this is so crazy. And then the Ferris wheel, like, you couldn't do anything without seeing that Ferris wheel. It
yeah.
became like the beacon of light for Coachella and or whatever you want to say. And it's just a totally different world, I guess. It's just a totally different world.
Totally different
but
world.
But I
yeah.
appreciate that very long message.
Well, we should go.
Provide
and
a lot of insight.
And
yeah, should we go next year?
Firsthand. Yeah.
After
boots
I talked
on the
about,
ground.
After I talked all that shit. Yeah. yeah. Should we get boots on the ground for Stagecoach? What are you doing? Oh no, we can't.
It's
we
like
got a
in 2 weeks. Oh fuck. Oh, okay. Oh damn, we have Rhea's wedding. Fuck.
Fuck. Yeah. Can't go.
Can she change it?
What if I text her right now and was like, "Hey girl, listen. I know we've been really excited about the
I'm
wedding.
So
but
sorry.
Really wanted to go to Stagecoach.
We heard it's chill and they smoke weed.
Yeah, we heard it's like a lot of barbecue and like. The California
yeah,
Republicans,
yeah.
not the MAGA
yeah,
people.
Yeah, yeah.
but that totally set the vibes. Thank you for providing that insight because I was curious.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Also, some interesting insight on this one. Someone said, FYI, okay. Kylie mentioned this on a podcast. Not sure if it was her own podcast.
Kelsey. For a second, I was like, Jenner?
Oh, no, Kylie Kelsey. Yes, sorry.
Yeah, yeah.
Not sure if it was her own podcast when she was talking to Chelsea Handler about their dogs or when she was on Call Her Daddy. But whoever she was talking to asked her if they got another puppy after Winnie's passing. And she said something like, "We tried," which led me to believe the puppy they got after Winnie's passing, I think her name was Nessie, because Jason showed her on New Heights, probably didn't work out. Sad face.
Oh.
May have been too much dealing with a ginormous wolfhound puppy while living very busy lives and being pregnant with their fourth kid.
So
true.
Real and true.
So
and
real.
If that is the case, then I would be in the same boat.
Yeah.
It's like, I understand though, like, it is really hard and sad. Chelsea Handler did say something similar to this. Not, I don't think, with Kelsey or with Kylie Kelsey, but Chelsea Handler obviously is a dog person.
Yeah.
And she was doing an interview. I don't know who she was. She had Rachel Bloom. Do you know who Rachel Bloom is? That's a show that you have to watch. My Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. Have you ever seen that show on Netflix? Oh, Gia. Rachel Bloom is, she's like an actress.
Is that
comedian.
Lily Bloom's cousin?
Literally. I think that's really her name too.
Yeah,
like,
I'm sure.
But she's like a comedian, actress, producer, writer. Like she's, I saw that you're watching Hacks.
Yeah, I love Hacks.
Is Hacks not the funniest fucking show you've
so
ever seen?
So good.
Is
it's
your first
so
time
funny.
Watching?
Yeah.
I haven't watched the new season yet, so don't spoil it for me. I'm gonna watch.
No,
it
No, I'm
tonight.
On season one. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I'm saying to the people. Don't spoil. But it's the best show ever. But My Crazy Ex-Girlfriend kind of gives similar vibes. Like the story is not at all the same, but it is like that same kind of tongue in cheek, very smart writing, just like hilarious, whatever. So that's my pitch for Rachel Bloom. But she was on Chelsea Handler's show and they were talking. And they had a caller call in about similar situation like this with our dog passed away and like we don't know what to do. Is it too soon to get a new dog? Whatever.
Yeah.
Chelsea Handler went on to say, and Rachel agreed, and despite her not having any dogs, she like totally agreed that they're getting a new dog right away is so you can put your grief, you can turn your grief into love and direct it towards something else. And I had never thought about it that way because I feel like sometimes people do get new animals too quickly. Or at least I did think that before because I was like, oh, that's kind of sad. But then I was like, no, that's true because when you're grieving, it's all that love that you can't put anywhere anymore because that person can't accept it anymore. So it does make sense to be able to put it somewhere else. And if it's a new dog, it's a new dog. So if the Kelseys adopted or, you know, got a puppy and weren't able to give it the love that it needed or that they were hoping that they were going to be able to amidst their grief and everything else going on, then I understand maybe having to, like, give it to a family member. Or like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, totally. I mean,
you think Andrea took it?
Ooh, Andrea, I wonder. Loves a big dog. She loves big dogs.
She loves a big dog.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. First off, it's not like it's a fucking corgi. It's a fucking Irish wolfhound.
Biggest massive dog you could, like, have.
Yeah, fourth kid. Like, their life is a whirlwind right now. And yeah, exactly. Like, I totally, my family did the same thing when our, when my childhood dog passed away. I want to say, like, 3-4 months later, like, barely we already adopted a new puppy. Like, it's really hard to, like, go into your house without, like, having your dog there. Like, it just really feels so empty and so sad. So, like, yeah, I totally get it. But yeah, like, if this is the case, then
and the routine of it,
whatever,
like, you,
like, you gotta
routine,
do what you gotta,
like,
do what's
dogs.
Best for the dog too. Like, if you for know sure. that you're not giving the dog, like, the life that it deserves, yeah, then it's for the best that it didn't work out.
Yeah.
And if this is the case,
I feel like they, if, and also, you know, no, not to talk shit about dogs. Sometimes dogs don't like to be pets and sometimes things go awry.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, sometimes dogs are bad around kids.
Yeah.
And that's the number one thing, like, especially a puppy.
A
big puppy with those young girls who doesn't necessarily know. And again, we don't know any of this, but if this were true.
If this was the case,
if this was the case, then
who knows? Maybe Nessie is still there.
Maybe Nessie's needs to get super duper training and maybe.
You named my daughter after the Loch Ness. And it always comes back to Twilight.
It always comes back to Twilight.
Your name.
Maybe they had to get rid of it because they couldn't stop saying it. Didn't Jason just watch Twilight too?
yeah, that was funny.
Did they name that?
I wonder. No way. No way. That's really funny though. That was like last year. That was like almost. That was like last year, like 2 years ago. Okay.
We'll text him. We'll text him and ask.
Okay.
Hilarious.
Let's close it off with a challenge for us for next week.
Oh, a challenge! Oh, I'm ready to write it down.
Yep. I have a challenge for you two. Pick one song from every album that if you had to, you'd get rid of. No bonus or vault tracks.
Okay.
I'm interested to see if you guys pick the same as me. Love you guys.
Okay. Okay, so every album, get rid of one song.
Yeah.
Not bonus
or vault.
Not vault tracks.
Yeah.
Oh, bonus, right, because she has bonus as well.
That's going to be hard.
So hard. That's going to be really difficult. Oh my God. Okay. Wrote it down. All right.
Okay,
we'll come back with our homework.
Should we do a few more rapid fire and then?
Let's do some rapid fire. Okay. But before we do rapid fire, I just remembered I want everybody to get hype because this challenge made me think of it. For TTPD's birthday.
Oh, yeah.
That's coming up on Saturday. Woohoo! We next week are going to, or next Tuesday's episode, we're going to come back. Take the weekend, soak it in, enjoy the anniversary.
Yes.
Come back on Tuesday. We're going to pick our favorite lyric from each song.
Yeah. Do a little dive.
Poets, like the anthology, the whole thing.
Yeah.
So we're going to do, like a mini deep dive and just pick our favorite lyrics and celebrate the beautiful songwriting that it is. And I'm very excited for that.
I'm so excited for that.
That'll be great. So that'll be on Tuesday. So enjoy. And if, you know, you guys listen to this weekend and feel free to write in and tell us your favorite lines.
Yeah. Please. It'll
be great.
Okay, so let's do some rapid fire questions.
Woo-hoo.
Here we go. Okay. Ooh, do you think you could get Nikki Glaser on the pod? I think it'd be so good.
Absolutely.
Would love.
We'll text her.
Well, like, Kelly's like good friends with Nikki.
We're like Bessie.
Yeah.
No, we're not that close. But
she
has
commented
on
one of our posts the other day. Yeah, I saw that.
She's very busy right now. I know that.
She's like literally.
Huge, huge congrats to Nikki. Time 100.
Oh my God, no way.
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Yes. She just posted it today.
Wow, congratulations.
She's on the list.
That's amazing.
Unbelievable.
She
so
has
her.
Just been skyrocketing.
Yeah.
She may be too big for us.
She may be too big for No, she's never too big for her Swifties.
Right.
But people, real ones know that Nikki was our, I think, only guest.
Yeah,
on
the other line.
On the other line.
Yeah.
And
that was
so
really
fun.
It was awesome having her on.
I was so nervous. I didn't even know what
God,
I was doing.
So was
I.
I
was so nervous to talk to her. And, you know, and then she's normal as fuck and so cool. Yeah. And, but yeah, no, we'll absolutely invite her on. And hopefully whenever she has a, you know, she's not so busy, she can come through. Definitely.
Yeah.
She would love
Please,
to.
I would love that.
Yeah, she loves talking
to her. Which Taylor's version album cover did you like the most and which did you like the least?
Ooh, oh, are we talking originals or Taylor's versions?
Taylor's version album
cover. Can I say,
cover.
I think I like all Taylor's version album covers so far better than the originals. And I think that's only because they seem more like current and artistic and polished.
Yeah.
Because like, for example, the original Speak Now cover versus the new Speak Now cover. It's
so
like,
much better.
It's a work of art. You
yeah.
know what I mean? Like, so.
I think my favorite might be... I was going to say Speak Now. Maybe it might be Speak Now or 1989.
New or old?
New.
Yeah.
And I think, no, this is asking which Taylor's version album cover do you like the most?
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
fucking duh. I thought we were just saying like in general Taylor
album. Oh, no,
album,
no, no.
Taylor's
just
version.
Just the Taylor's version.
All right, versions. So our choices are 1989, Speak Now, Red, and Fearless.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think Red low-key might be my favorite.
Red is really good.
And with the ring, too, it's yeah. so cute. Okay, I'm going to say Red's my favorite, and I'm going to say Fearless is my least favorite. Even though I do like the Fearless one, too, I kind of like all of them.
It's really pretty, but again, it's the same thing. It's like, it's just the artier version of the original. I would say probably number one is Speak Now. Closely tied, though, with 1989. I really like that.
I like the 1989 one,
too.
She
just looks so happy in it, yeah. I think. And I love when she's like looking happy. Least favorite, I'll probably say Fearless as well.
Yeah.
Fearless TV gets no love from me. I don't know why. Like, I'm always like, ah, Fearless. Like, yeah. I need to respect it more.
You do.
But, you know, it's pretty, it's cute, but Speak Now, God, this, with the dress and the
yeah, it's beautiful.
Softness to it.
Yeah, like, her hair looks stunning. Amazing.
Hair looks insane. And I just think it's so cool that she basically replicated it in reverse and still looks... young, you know,
yeah.
like somehow, like still looks, I don't know, something about it. It was very well done, very well done. And 1989 is just, yeah.
Yeah,
so
really
happy
pretty.
There. Love it.
Okay. Fuck, marry, kill, lover, debut, Red.
Well, kill Red. No, wait.
No,
lover,
I'm.
Lover, yeah. debut.
And Red.
And Red. I'm going to marry, lover, fuck, debut, kill Red for real.
Marry, lover, fuck, debut, kill Red. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
I think I would fuck, debut. Ooh, no, sorry. I think I would fuck, lover, marry, Red, kill, debut.
That makes sense.
Sorry, debut.
That makes sense. Sorry to debut.
Yeah.
Sorry to this man.
Which era do you feel is more close to your personal style?
Oh.
I think.
It's changed. Like, I feel like my style changes with
I think
Taylor's era is low-key.
You're kind of like Red, TTBD. And like Evermore combined.
Yeah. I'd say that's fair.
Yeah. And but then also you have like a bit of Midnights in there like when you go out.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. I would say for you, I would say you definitely have a little bit of TTPD in there.
Yeah, I think so.
And I think some Evermore for sure.
Yeah.
And Folklore.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Cardigan girly.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, I think Midnight's when you go out, too.
Yeah, like, yeah. We both love a sparkle.
Also, you love a Fearless when you go out. Like, I feel like you wear little boots sometimes.
That's true. I love, like, a girly moment.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, I would say that. I would
love
say
that.
Folklore, Evermore, Fearless.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, and like when Midnight's when we go out.
For sure. Midnight's is the best, like, just go out because, you know, Bejeweled.
Yeah, totally.
Best believe I'm still Bejeweled. And by the way, I'm going out tonight.
Someone said, Kelly, your haircut was amazing. The color is giving maroon vibes.
Oh, my God. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yes, I have. Well, I'm so much happier with my hair today. By the way, I am like, I'm sharing the clips because I'm a company woman. I hated how much my hair looked or how my hair looked in yesterday's episode.
Really?
Hated it.
Oh, I thought it looked cute.
But it's because when I went to go get my highlights in, which I love the color.
Yeah, it looks so good.
Thank you. But I went and the girl, I said this yesterday as well, or Tuesday, sorry. And she blew out my hair, but she blew it out too straight and then like kind of curled the ends. Like just, it just looked like a helmet on my head and I couldn't deal with it. So today I feel way better and way cuter about my hair. So
it looks very cute.
But I am having moments of like, fuck, I cut all my hair off. Like,
I know.
Like, I'm happy.
Especially
I
when
did
you like
it.
Put it up, you're like, oh my God, wait, where's all my hair?
I went on TikTok and I was like, you know, people are commenting on old videos like before I cut my hair and I went and looked at it and I was like, damn, my hair looked really good there.
No,
why did I do it?
No.
But no, I really like it and I needed to do it.
It's
like,
fresh.
I no cold feet here, but it's just fresh.
I'm yeah, very
used
fresh.
To it still. So thank you for the compliment.
Okay, let's end off on one more.
Perfect.
Oh, this is funny. Oh, cute. What is something that Taylor has influenced you to do unintentionally? Hairstyle, clothing, etc.
Bangs?
No. like low key.
Yeah, probably.
She gave
me the confidence for bangs. I always liked bangs, though.
She kind of unintentionally inspires my footwear. Like, I always kind of love her shoes.
Yeah.
And I always copy her shoe vibes.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, it's hard, though, because I don't really, like, maybe, kind of, like, maybe unintentionally, like, just, like, her vibe, you know, like, her having the cats and being creative and mm-hmm. sensitive and stuff like that. I think unintentionally I've opened my emotions more.
Sure.
But like, nothing really, like, physical that I can think of. Maybe getting a cat.
Yeah, having a cat.
Yeah.
That's a sure sign. That,
like, high key, she, like, made me like cats.
Definitely,
for sure.
Definitely. I would say for me, it's definitely her clothes when she goes out to eat and stuff. Like, her dinner, her, like, dinner outfits.
Like, her style definitely inspires me.
I love, especially now. I wouldn't say I used to feel that way about her style.
No. Her new style, for sure.
I think it just matches, you know, again, we're the same age. And it's like, if I see her wearing something, it almost gives me the okay to do the same.
Yeah.
Because I have a really hard time right now figuring out, like, because when I grew up, this is maybe dumb, but, like, my mom would say a lot about things, like, you know, we'd go shopping and I'd be like, Mom, you should get this. You look so pretty, whatever. Mm. And then she'd be like, oh, I'm too old to wear that.
Mm.
And so now I find myself, and I don't know if this is because of her or, like, you know, whatever, I find myself thinking that about outfits sometimes where I see something and there are obvious ones where it's like, yeah, no, I'm not wearing, like, a bandeau top and low rise jeans. And like, I'm not acting like I'm a teenager.
Yeah.
But there are some things that kind of toe the line that, like, everybody's wearing. I'm like, am I going to look like I'm trying to be young? Like, I have that in my head all the time and I don't know how to get rid of it. I think it's just, like, confidence. But Taylor, whenever she's wearing something out, I'm like, oh, good. That means that look is appropriate for me. Like, that's good.
That makes sense.
I would say that the biggest thing, though, like, yeah, fashion, whatever, like, that comes and goes. But the power that Taylor has for me is that, like, her mood in whatever song I'm listening to can influence my mood.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, totally.
Like, I can, and then I will do the same where I am in a bad mood and I want to exacerbate it or I want to get it out or I'm in a really good mood, so I'll put on upbeat stuff. Like, it's, she's very tangled with my mood.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Totally.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Wow.
Good epi.
What a day. It's hot in here.
It is.
The heat has been pumping this entire
time. I'm sweating. Like,
not
my
sure
upper
why.
Lip. Sorry if I have, like, an upper lip sweat.
I think my eyeliner is probably melting. So apologies for the raccoon eyes. But regardless, lovely episode. Thank you guys so much, as always, for calling in,
yes,
texting,
thank you
messages,
guys.
All the above. What a like, just lifts me up and
truly.
I float home after we do these episodes.
Literally, like, my life is pointless up until we record. And then I'm like, wait, oh my God, life is worth living. I, like, skip home. It's truly
literally
beautiful.
So thank you guys so much for calling in and all that stuff and just being so engaged and enjoying this community with us.
Yes.
And enjoying Taylor as much as we do. But until then, we'll see you next week.
See you next week for the TTPD
party. Oh, yes. And happy birthday. Happy first birthday, TTPD.
Yes,
yay!
We love you. Thank you for changing our lives.
Mwah.